What's up, guys? Welcome to the Extremely Biased Sports Podcast. We're your hosts every time. I'm Alex.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Nick. All
right. I thought you would say I'm Alex, too.
I fucking brain farted. The glasses, bro.
He blew it.
I'm Alex. And I'm Alex. And I'm bigger Alex.
There's no fantasy talk in this podcast today.
We're not talking about fantasy.
A fantasy season is dead.
Oh, I can talk about
that. No, bro. This is why you don't have rights on this podcast, all right?
Because I'm a woman.
Equal rights, equal fights.
Hey, bro. No.
You lost fair and square,
G. We don't got anything against women.
No, I threw, according to this one right here.
You were throwing. That's right.
I fucking threw.
I'll send you the money later.
Anyways. Fucking, you don't have rights on this podcast, not because you're a woman, because we respect women on this podcast, but it's because your name's Nicholas. Top five worst names ever, bro.
Fuck. Rhymes with dick.
All right. Come on, bro. Come on.
You want to dick your girl down with Nick?
That's the fucking worst joke
I've
ever heard in my life.
I'm going to name my kid just Nick. Not Nicholas. Nick. I feel like he'd suffer.
He'd suffer.
I mean, if you do have a kid.
And he's going to be
A boomer. Let's just get into the podcast.
Dad, the kids in my class are calling me dick. You know, kids can be rough
kids
sometimes.
Can be rough sometimes.
Hey, man, the rules are rules. I'll make them.
All right, guys. So we're just going to get right into it. We're going to talk about performance of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Who you guys got?
I have my bench quarterback, Taysom Hill.
Bro, like you're talking about my ESPN tight end?
Dude, that shit pissed me off so much. That would have been overpowered.
Dude, you know what's funny? I lost in that league, actually.
Well, because that's you.
I lost in that league. No, bro, I'm 8-2 in that. 8-3 now. But
Taysom Hill, boo-hoo. 18 for 23 for 223 yards. 233 yards, bro. Excuse me. He had 51 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns. He didn't throw a fucking touchdown this entire league. He said, fuck, I'm taking him.
He just takes him in.
Don't you remember last episode where this kid was like, bro, we're not going to start fucking Taysom Hill. It's never going to happen. I mean, I don't think it's possible for the thing.
No, I still,
you
said it was possible. What do you mean?
You didn't think so either.
I said it was possible.
I didn't think so. I'll be honest.
I thought it was.
No one did.
I thought it was pretty much confirmed that it was Jameis. But I thought, like,
I'm going to get more into that when we talk about the Saints. But like,
every time when he scored the touch, like the two rushing touchdowns were his, I thought about that meme where like, Taysom Hill drops back for a pass to who? Oh my God, it's Taysom Hill for the touchdown.
But yeah, who you got, Jerry?
I got Travis Kelce, the best tight end in the league.
That's why I lost in that league. It was because that last touchdown.
Ha ha ha. Fucking gangster. 127 yards, 1 touchdown. We love that. The touchdown that mattered.
To win the game. That was a fire game.
It was a good game. If the Chiefs would have lost it, would have been a little concerned. Just a smidge.
I won. It's a divisional game.
But just a smidge.
The Patriots lose to the Jets every year, bro. We're good. The Patriots lose to the Dolphins every year, bro.
That's true. Valid.
All right.
I mean, I would have, like, I don't know. I just think, like, I don't know. I think the Chiefs are just built different.
It's just different.
The Patriots in that time were just very, like, you know, just one big system. You know what I mean?
That's obviously broken down, bro.
Who do you have to build?
Without Tampa Tom. Oh, without, who do I have, bro?
Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, Keenan Allen. Bro, Josh Jacobs, bro.
Josh Jacobs.
he texted me after he sort of touched. I was like, player of the week right there.
Yeah, I texted him. I was like, bro, dude, Josh secured. Jacobs, bro. What a man, bro. 1 yard touchdown.
Secured the player of the week.
All right, but for real, I got Keenan Allen.
Okay.
Man balled out, 16 catches, 145 yards, 1 touchdown. In both leagues that I own him in, I lost both times. But the Chargers won. At least he was able to lead one of his teams.
The Jets. Also, yeah.
Yeah, but still, bro. Baller.
Herbie was fully loaded.
Yeah. I was kind of stuck because he had Herbie, but I had Mike Williams. So when he got a touchdown, I'm like, let's go.
I fucked myself in the mouth with that one.
Dude, I did a DraftKings. Mm-hmm. And, like, the only reason, like, okay, I kind of fucked up with the tight end position because I took too many people from Washington, but they did all right. I took Gibson.
Did you say Logan Thomas?
I took Logan Thomas. I took 3. Yeah. Fucking garbage. I should have taken. I had in Schultz and I took him out for Logan Thomas.
Damn.
Yeah. I was probably going to be in the money if I did that too.
You could have gotten some big bucks.
I was like bread. 5 points out of the money. It was terrible. You could have gotten put in Herbert and Keenan Allen and Scary Terry.
Always ask for extra bread.
So, since we're talking about receivers, anyways, we might as well get into the games from week 11 that stood out.
We love that.
Chargers versus Jets. This game, completely unnotable. Well, actually, bro, the Jets were in this one.
At one point, they were. I was concerned. I'm like, fuck, Herbie.
That led me to question the Chargers. But, you know, they're hurt.
Yeah.
They're hurt.
All right. But the reason I'm talking about this one is because Keenan Allen signed that huge deal in the offseason. Somebody on this table specifically said he was overrated and the contract was not worth it.
It was me.
Are you buying Keenan Allen as a top 5 receiver this season?
I mean, yeah. I mean, if we want to strictly talk about this season, which I personally would put D-Hop at 1, right? It'd probably be D-Hop, Devontae, don't think Devontae's the best. Shut up.
No, I mean, I don't know. It's between Diggs. I think.
I think Stephon Diggs is third, and I'd probably put Keenan Allen at number four.
Really?
I like that.
I put Keenan Allen at three.
I put Keenan Allen at five, and I'm the one that was the highest.
Really?
Who would you put above?
I put D Hop. Okay. This is like no order, kind of. Right?
Okay.
But Keenan Allen's probably like the worst one out of these five. Right? D Hop, Devontae Adams, DK Metcalf. Stephon Diggs, DK Metcalf.
I would put DK Metcalf at five.
Yeah.
I would have.
I think there's a lot of work to be done. I mean, obviously the chase down to Buda Baker is disgusting. But like you remember when he
He's a baby in this league. He's a baby in this league, but he plays like a man.
I love it.
I hate that.
I love it.
I would have had D Hop. I would have had D Hop, Diggs, Devontae, then what's his name, Keenan Allen, and then DK Metcalf.
You know? Yeah, that's like my exact order.
If you guys don't know what we're talking about,
you had Devontae at two. I had Diggs at two.
Interesting. Okay.
All right, but either way, if you guys don't know what we're talking about, DK Metcalf, his mouthpiece is a pacifier. The fucking weirdest shit I've ever seen. Right? So just because of that, because I didn't think about that when making this list.
That's so fucking
weird. He's being demoted to number five.
Dude,
that's so fucking weird.
Just because of that.
I love that, man. But not as much as Scary Terry.
Scary Terry's a god.
I should put Scary Terry at five.
Do it.
I'm going to put Scary Terry at five.
Yeah. Fuck DK Metcalf.
Fuck DK Metcalf.
I mean, it's because DK Metcalf can't turn. He has like turning signals, bro.
Nah, but a lot of people criticize that cone drill. But
either way, though, Keenan Allen, bro, this season number one in receptions, 81. He's ninth in yards with 835. But he's like, it's like the difference between ninth and one and first place is fucking like 70.
That's what I was looking at, is yards. I think that's where Kelsey's third.
Yeah,
because it's D Hop, Diggs, and Kelsey.
And then he has six touchdowns, which is tied for 11th. But really, it's like.
Yeah.
7 touchdowns, 10 touchdowns, and everyone's like tied at those fucking things. So it's crazy. Either way, bro, he's been nasty this season. I think fucking him and Herbert have a great connection. Probably soon this will be on. Keenan Allen actually is coming off 4 straight 1,000 yard seasons if he gets to it this year. Knock on wood he doesn't get hurt. And he's only, what, one.
They say knock on wood he doesn't get it. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, wow. Is he your guy?
Bro, dude, I love this guy. I drafted him.
I tried to trade for him.
Didn't work. Trade for him.
You didn't draft Keenan Allen.
I guess
no. I drafted him in ESPN.
In another league. Yeah.
I drafted him like really late too. That's my third receiver in that league.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, bro. Fucking Devontae Adams, AJ Brown, and Keenan Allen.
I wonder you're 8-3.
And I have DJ Chark on the bench because someone dropped him. Really? So not the greatest, but like I was like, fuck
that
it.
DJ Chark guy. Nice.
Okay.
Fourth right receiver. Like all right. Either way, let's get into the next game. This one personally affected me.
You guys so can dumb. Talk about that.
Dolphins versus Broncos.
That was obviously, so fucking dumb.
Tua got benched.
All I'm going to say is I see why you guys have a problem with it, but I'm
why,
not too
Why don't you have a problem with
because
it?
Because I just don't care. I get why.
You're going to say that you don't
it's
care.
It's only
podcast?
Because the Steelers are doing so good.
Exactly. If
they weren't,
exactly.
He'd be like, the fucking Brian Flores guy?
If Ben Roethlisberger got benched, bro, he'd be concerned, bro.
All I'm saying is
Mike Tomlin.
Mike Tomlin wouldn't do that.
He benched them.
You told me this.
The fucking I did Mason Rudolph.
You okay, but that's Mason Rudolph.
Like, yeah, like, I mean, come on. I mean, like, I would have benched
him. I'd have benched Mason Rudolph.
Right. But he told me this, that, like, because of this dumb move by Brian Flores, that he probably won't. You can understand why he won't win coach of the year.
If he keeps doing like things like that, it might hurt his race.
Bro, dude, it's like I like Brian Flores, obviously. I like what he's done with Miami because we taken
to
a huge
me,
step
he's the
forward.
Clear shot to win
coach of the year.
Yeah.
Until this fucking happened.
To this fucking
now?
Mistake.
Because the thing is, they didn't even win the games. So now you're just bringing up questions for no reason.
Exactly. Because if he would have won the game, then he would have potentially made the smart move.
No. But even with that, then you're just opening the door for even more questions.
Like, who's going to start now? Cause
yeah, who's going to
start? Magic won. But he didn't win.
So it makes no difference.
It was just so dumb. Like,
it was unnecessary.
And
it's kind of the problems that I have with like everything in Chicago. That's Matt Nagy being a bitch.
Yeah, but we talked about that earlier, and you also didn't have a problem with that benching when I told you that this was going to happen.
What do you mean? What?
When they first benched Trubisky for Nick Foles, I said, bro, they're doing it too early because if he starts struggling, they're going
to
call.
Did I not say that?
He said the same. I said, I don't care.
But you didn't say it was too soon. You said it was fine.
No, I don't remember.
What the hell
I,
was that?
I saw fly. I genuinely don't know. Like I remember defending Trubisky.
For real?
Yeah,
yes,
both
genuinely.
Said I said it was fine because the guy didn't care.
Bro, I don't know.
But he said it was
there was true. Something that we had controversy about like benching. I do remember this, but it wasn't Trubisky. No, it wasn't Trubisky.
You guys want to talk about the other benching situation that's going on in the NFL? Carson Wentz?
we'll finish this topic. But I just think... I get the mentality, and like as long as no one had a fucking issue with it, to what I know, because I know Tua came out and was like, He thought it was the right move. I agreed, whatever.
Bro, the offensive line was playing like fucking garbage.
Exactly.
Right? That's not Tua's fault.
So you can't fully blame it on Tua. There are some things that, like you said earlier, it's like rookie mistakes that he was making, but like, whatever.
You have to let him
He's
work
a starter next though. Week.
And you have to see if he can handle
you
the
have
pressure.
You have to put him under pressure.
But you can't. Okay.
I thought about this in my head, right? He wasn't making plays to lose the game, right? In the Super Bowl, Patrick Mahomes was down the exact same score. And I'm not comparing the two, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
no. Just the situation. Right?
The situation, down 20-10. If Andy Reid pretty much just gives up and benches Patrick Mahomes in the fourth quarter, he fucking would have been crucified, right? Yeah.
But that's the difference between those two. It's that, like, it's Patrick Mahomes. Like, that's where that's different. Right, like if
yeah,
you
but
were
his backup is not that much better either way.
Exactly, like if you were to, I can't even think of an example. Like,
oh, well, no, I mean, I'm not
oh, dude, I'll give you a clear fucking example. I mean, it happened in college, but it's like it's why Tua got his start, right? When fucking Nick Saban benched Jalen Hurts.
But also, that's because the backup is better.
But was he though? Like at the time,
he was.
At the time, it's like, but like everything was riding on Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts was that guy. I know you don't follow college much, but that's what happened. I don't know if you that story.
Yeah, I saw
but
the
even with
yeah.
The offense was very limited with Jalen Hurts because he fucking faces what Lamar Jackson faces in the NFL is when he gets down, he's not going to come back because he can't throw the ball.
Yeah,
he doesn't have an NFL arm, and that's what everyone knew before he fucking
went
to Oklahoma.
Exactly, but like that was such like a make or break situation. Like it's like again, it's like if Nick Saban would have lost that game, he would have been crucified to the wall. But the fact that he didn't is what made him be like, wow, he did the right thing. And, Tua became the player that he is now, right? Because then Jalen Hurts ultimately got benched because of that. Right? It was ultimately the second string.
But also, that's in the fucking the biggest game of the season, right?
Yeah, no, but you're making the comparison to the Super Bowl. So that's why I'm, like, that's kind of giving you another situation where, like, it worked. And, like, that was, like, the mindset, right? So that's why I don't really see that much of a problem with it. But it's, like, I get where it's raising questions. But, like, again, it's, like... Whatever, it was a fluke, whatever.
Yeah, let's just hope he bounces back. The fucking offensive play calling is way too fucking conservative when Sua's in the game.
100%.
And yeah, he might be leaving plays on the field or whatever the fuck. But in college football, he was the most accurate deep thrower in college football.
Okay.
Right?
I didn't know that.
And yeah, he actually was. And it might have been because his receivers are getting so fucking open, right?
Yeah.
But still, that still
there's
means
a,
something.
There's a lot of factors, yes. It's like
that still means something.
He's
so,
playing in Alabama. He's being like super well coached. He's like has like
yeah.
Basically the best team that anybody can ever get.
That's why, because you guys were talking about his comments that he made last week that he thought the transition to the NFL would be harder. Bro, the media like took that shit so out of context.
I assumed it was out of context. I just thought it was a funny comment.
Yeah, it was funny, because I said it too. But then like when you actually like hear him talk about it, what he meant was like, bro, like he feels so prepared for the games that it's not that hard for him because of the practices and everything.
Exactly. Yeah. Because of what you were coached by. Yeah. It's like, dude, you were under Nick Saban. Like, fuck. Like, you know what I mean?
No, even you go back. Okay, bro. Even go back to high school, bro. Even his high school. I don't think he lost a game since, like, sophomore year.
Yeah,
so
I know.
So he was the best coach in high school. I mean, he was the best coach in college.
Quarterback. Lost a game since sophomore year.
Bro, my team didn't win a game, bro. You know what I mean? You know?
We're both undefeated.
Dude, I haven't lost a game since sophomore year either.
Right? But you go to college, bro. He barely fucking lost in college. He was 12, maybe, like, 3 games his entire time. If I can go to the NFL, and I think Brian Flores is a good coach. But like
I think he's a great coach. I think he was put in the he was put in like the best situation he could be because one can only imagine if he got drafted by the Bengals. Or even by the Chargers. I don't even think it would have worked out too well. I think he's in the best position for like what he has to do. But it was just a fluke. Like, I don't know. I just don't see it as like this big like crucification of like anybody. Right, but it's
pisses
like
me off because now people are saying, "Oh, bro, you know he's a bust." It's like
he's definitely not a bust. It's like it's so early.
Dude, the comments were fucking brutal about it.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking terrible, and that shit kind of pisses me off. But whatever, you know, we'll live through it.
Did he sell his hands?
Bro, I saw
right there, the role receiver.
Exactly, number one.
Those are 10-0 hands. You know what I mean? All right, well, whatever. We'll move on, bro. Ravens versus Titans. Ravens dropped their second in a row.
Yes, sir. Let's fucking go. And they're about to do 3.
Yeah, probably. With a matchup coming against the Steelers, like, do you think they're seeing the playoff hopes slip out of their hands?
Yes.
Bro, the thing is, all right, because I was looking at their
I'll give
schedule.
You, go ahead.
I think it's their schedule potentially could lead them to be 10-6, which that might lead them to the playoffs.
That'll be enough.
That might be good enough to make the playoffs. But it depends, bro. After dropping 3 in a row, if the locker room gets really down on themselves, they might just fucking find themselves in a fucking
I don't know, man. Because actually, there's something I did not take into account too, is the Browns' upcoming schedule, actually. Which they go Jaguars, Titans, Ravens, Giants, Jets, Steelers. They have a better shot. They have a better shot, in my opinion. Well, and then when you think of everybody else in the wild card race, when you think of like the Raiders and the Dolphins. I don't know their exact schedules right now, but they're
and the
on,
Titans
on paper better teams. Yeah, because the Colts are probably going to win that division at this rate, right? And the Titans as well.
Well, that's not true because the Colts they actually play. I think they play. Do they play this week or do they play? They play upcoming. They still have one game left against each other, so that might be for the division.
You're correct.
They do play this week.
Oh, is it this week?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. But what I was alluding to, it's like the AFC like wildcard race is so tight that 10-6 won't be enough.
That's what I was thinking. 10-6 might get them into playoffs, especially if this game gets postponed
like
on Thursday.
At a very barely seventh seed.
If this game gets postponed on Thursday and they add an eighth playoff seed, then yeah, probably 10-6 will be done. Right?
But I there is COVID concerns, like whatever, yeah, like basically all the running backs have COVID, but like I think it's fine. I think right now like we're all in the clear, like nothing else has really come too dangerously.
Well, I thought they had like 10 people in their their staff get fucking COVID or some shit like that.
I think I just think it's more brutal when it's a player.
Yeah, probably.
But it's because
the Dolphins had four coaches out for the last 2 weeks or something like that.
Exactly, and then the show went on. So it's like I don't think it's like too much of a. They will be a limited team because like you know J.K. Dobbins and Mark Ingram both had it, so. It's going to be a way more limited team, which would also lead to their downfall. I mean, like, we shut them down in Baltimore. Like,
and it depends because, like, they've looked like a very beatable team. Like, last year, not going to lie, during the regular season, they didn't look human.
They were
unstoppable. I always thought they were going to lose in the fucking playoffs.
Yeah, but everyone knew that.
During the regular season,
they were like, you couldn't stop
them. They were crazy. Like, I started to root for them. Like, it was fucking crazy.
It was fun.
No, it was a genuinely a fun team to watch.
The Big Trust,
yes, sir. Like, it was a fun team to watch. And, like, I couldn't deny that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
As much as, like, you know what I mean, the rivalry in the AFC. And, like, plus my team was down last year. So I was like, you know what I mean? I can't, like... We went 0-2 against them.
Yeah, you started rooting for Baker, you know.
Sorry for him, big boy Baker.
Baker Mayfield.
But I don't know. I mean.
Did you guys see the beef before the game?
The beef? With, I forgot who, but some they were standing on the logo. The entire
Titans team got on the logo. Oh, they weren't doing anything, though. They were just having, like, a huddle.
They were on it.
I mean, Juju makes TikToks on fucking logos.
He did the fucking Jaguars logo. That's just disrespectful. I almost want to go stop him.
Corvette.
Right? But so then John Harbaugh went up to them, started mouthing to fucking Malcolm Butler and AJ Brown.
I love it.
And then him and Vrabel got into it. All right, guys. I saw him talking about this on the fucking.
What? You saw McAfee? Vrabel and Harbaugh didn't shake hands or anything like that?
Yeah, I saw that.
Fuck him.
Who do you think would win in a fight between Vrabel and Harbaugh?
Oh, fucking Vrabel. Dude.
Me too.
Really? Vrabel's a savage.
Me too.
Why do you think twice?
No, because Ian Rappaport went on the Pat McAfee show. He's like, I think we're disrespecting John Harbaugh. He's a pretty tough guy.
Vrabel?
Yeah, Vrabel would dog him.
Vrabel would dog him, bro.
Fucking
boom.
Talking about an NFL linebacker.
It's like,
bro.
This is completely off topic, but like we were watching this TikTok in the car where someone was like, who do you think, if your life was on the line, who would you like beat on an NBA one-on-one? Like with an NBA player?
Oh, bro, I was just seeing that.
Right?
Jared Dudley.
No, Jared Dudley's one, right? Oh. But I think I would body Isaiah Thomas. Like, I genuinely think so.
I'm sorry. I doubt that one, bro. Me and you are not tall enough to take advantage of that.
I think so.
No.
I think I would body the fuck out of Isaiah Thomas.
I don't know.
But Jared Dudley would be one of them. Jared Dudley.
Bro, I genuinely don't think we could be any NBA player. Bro, people sleep on Jared Dudley. Jared Dudley's low-key nasty.
What the video I was watching, it's like, I'm going to say this comment and then get back to it. But what he was saying is he would to Pat Beverly.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
assuming he would get fouled out. Yeah. Like, to try to foul him out, you win the game automatically.
Yeah. I saw that same exact video.
But what were we talking about?
We're talking about the Ravens and Titans. Vrabel versus fucking
Harbaugh. Dude, Vrabel would body Harbaugh.
I'd pay for that paper.
I would pay for that.
Like 90s NFL football. Dude, like 2000 Ravens defense.
Not gonna lie.
Like, boom.
I love Jim Harbaugh, the one in Michigan. Because he used to coach the 49ers. And back in our heyday.
I like Jim Harbaugh.
I like Jim. John, fucking asshole, bro. Fuck that guy. When the Dolphins were down like 50-0 last year in the first game, he fucking called a fake punt. What a fucking asshole. He gotta go fuck himself. And like I'm very much of the mindset like, oh, if you don't want to run on you, then stop it. Yeah. Right? Then stop being a push. Like I'm so for teams like running the score on people. But you know, a fake punt,
that's fucked up.
Fuck that.
All right? Dude, I just love Vrabel, like as a guy. Like it's like the, you know, the slight beef like with the Steelers and Titans, it's like slight beef. But like I don't care. I like Vrabel.
He was in an interview. I forgot the name of it, like the podcast. It's like two like former NFL players.
I think I've seen this. They're like on like a bus or something.
No,
like that.
No,
like,
wait, hey. That's not even two former. That's one of his players now. Yeah, that's Taylor Lewan.
No, but there's one that the player got cut from that team, and he's like, "Why didn't I make the team?" He's like, "Because you're fucking trash." Like, he goes straight up. He's like, "You're fucking garbage, dude." Bro, he couldn't make the plays.
Yeah, I saw because Taylor Lewan, the guy from that podcast, was on the Pat McAfee show the other day, and he was actually saying like, "Oh, like does Vrabel just feel like another one of the guys?" And then he's like, "Oh yeah, like that's the fucking boy, right?" He does linebacker drills.
Yes, he used to play.
Yeah, I know. He played for the Patriots.
Yeah, but he was a tight end, though, right?
No, he was a linebacker. He does linebacker drills with his team.
What? Oh, I thought he was a tight end. No, bro, this whole time.
I love Vrabel.
Vrabel's fucking love Vrabel, bro.
Last year when the Patriots got eliminated, like AFC-wise, I wanted the tight ends to go.
Dude, bro. I loved what he did to Belichick.
That Belichick did to the Jets.
I loved it.
I was like,
when I realized like they were like backing up, I'm like, oh, no, he's doing it.
They show both coaches on the screen. I'm like, dude, fucking.
Like, I was watching that game with my dad, and my dad's like, I'm like, you don't know what's going on, but it's serious. Like, yeah, when they got to the AFC Championship, I was like,
I wanted the Chiefs.
But I love Patrick Mahomes. I love the Chiefs, but I would not be upset if the Titans win the Super Bowl. I was fine either or.
It would have been a fun game to watch, in my opinion.
Tennessee versus San Francisco.
The only thing is their defense this year is like dog shit.
Dog shit.
It took a drastic downturn.
Exactly.
I don't even like.
I mean, but I think the 49ers won that game. If it's the Titans 49ers, I think the 49ers won that.
I'm going to say Titans just so he doesn't
win. Oh, I'm.
Fuck you. All right. Man, Jimmy G would be Super Bowl MVP right now. All right. Let's move on.
I don't know about that.
The Saints versus the Falcons. Hey. They had a game this weekend. Taysom Hill made his first start
at
quarterback.
I like
it. Oh, now you like it.
Now you like it.
I prefer him at tight end.
All right. As our resident Saints fan, what did you think of his performance on Sunday?
It was pretty good. He didn't make a lot of mistakes.
Did you watch the game? Like the whole game?
I watched parts because I was doing homework.
You're being serious? Yeah. You didn't prepare?
I'm not a real fan. I'm only a Saints fan, but like, because I had to be, because I was born there. No, but
be a Pelicans fan.
It's on your birth certificate.
I'd rather die than be a Pelicans
fan. I'm more of a Pelicans fan than he is.
You're more of an LSU fan than I am.
That's true. Why don't you move for LSU with me?
Because I don't watch college sports.
He's a UM fan.
Disgusting.
Disgusting. I like the pros. But like, I wish I went to LSU because I regret going to FIU.
LSU. That Addison so Rae, bro.
That's what she Addison Rae.
I could have been there first.
I need a bad bitch. Addison Rae.
You should start making TikToks, Nick.
Exactly. I should. Just throw
you
it get back
that dump truck, you know what I mean?
Dude, put on my glasses, just fucking back it up.
Corvette. Put on your glasses and put on like a messy bun, bro.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Everyone loves a girl with a messy bun.
Just show off my ass. Like, oh, it's what's the boy saying? But no, like, he played pretty good. Like, he threw pretty good.
Pretty good for a tight end.
I like that. I'm going to get tattooed on my crotch. But he didn't make a lot of mistakes. No picks, thank God.
Didn't have any passing touchdowns either.
No.
But so, he had touchdowns.
He had rushing touchdowns. We love them. He rushed pretty, like, he, if I just want, to see him. He threw the ball, like, 18 for 22 or 23. So, he did good. But, like, it was Atlanta, so like, I kind of want to see him. Like,
that's what I kind of like hold it against. That's what I was alluding to.
I
kind of
want to see him play against a good team,
an NFL team,
to see how he does. No, at least it wasn't the Jets. Okay, so I kind of want to see play a good game. But like, I was thinking about this.
I want to see Jameis.
That's what I was thinking about. Do they start Jameis the next game, keep Taysom?
If Taysom loses like two or three games,
maybe. Oh, well, this brings in the question.
It would have to be.
It'd have to be bad losses.
No, I don't think it would have to be two. Because I don't think they can afford to keep losing games. It would have to be like what happened with Tua. Like, first half, he's not playing.
You have to be playing atrociously bad.
I don't think they can afford
and
two,
I,
three
I think
losses.
Jameis is like, you know, whatever. We talk shit about Jameis, whatever.
Oh, my God. You saw when, you know, how like Tom Brady had like two picks last night? It was a picture of Jameis. Like, I could have done that.
I love when they beat the Bucks and he did like the. That's a dumb right there.
Let's go.
But what I was kind of like alluding to, it's like Jameis, to what everyone said, it's like Jameis knows the playbook. And Jameis is like, you know, like he cares about it. He never stopped training. Even before he had an idea of like where he was going to get signed, like he's ready. He's basically like, he's a worse Cam Newton. Like that's how I see.
He's a worse Cam Newton.
And in terms of like what's the word I'm trying to look for? Like, you know, like work ethic and stuff like that. Like, and just like knowing what you want to do.
Oh, they're both hardworking people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. I obviously wasn't meaning skill.
No, but like, I thought he was talking about play style. Like, they're completely different.
No, they're different. But I mean, like in like ethics, yeah, like that. Like, yeah, like I, that. They're basically identical. So it's like you don't. I get where the Saints are in this position because if it's like week three, fuck it. Yeah. Just throw him in. Like, but you're so close, and especially since the NFC is so up and down, it's like there's no clear winner to the NFC. At least in my opinion, there isn't.
I think
right? Like,
it's starting to narrow down to which teams can really fucking do it.
I guess so, but it's like the Saints need to be in that conversation.
Yeah.
Like right now, like we're in week 12. This is serious. You know what I mean? Like we don't they don't have time to play.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like, yes, I get it. Whatever. It's like, you know, Taysom Hill has done good things. Right. And you have the past record of fucking Jameis is fucking 5 years in Tampa, but just fucking do it. I don't know.
I mean,
you don't know until you try.
It's probably the reason they started was because of what I fucking told you guys last time. He signed with the Saints with the idea that he was going to be their quarterback for the future after Drew Brees.
Mm-hmm.
And that he's also the second highest paid backup quarterback in the league. You have to get your fucking money.
Wait, who's the first like highest paid backup quarterback?
It's Alex Smith.
Makes sense. Okay, so I think the Saints can afford to like, they can't because they play Atlanta again.
I think what you need to do in because they play Denver next, right?
Yeah, they play Denver and Atlanta.
So I think what you need to do is just put in Taysom. Like, you really can't test the waters until you have a reason to. At this point, where it's like,
well, they're testing the waters by starting Taysom Hill.
I get that, but then he won a game. And he played pretty decent in that game.
Yeah.
Maybe. So it's like,
but
you kind of have your answer already. If he
goes undefeated, you guys all heard that Drew Brees broke 11 of his fucking ribs.
Holy shit!
That's what I told you guys. I don't think he's gonna come back.
No, because when we first the last week, it was like 2 ribs. This is 11. This
apparently he says he wants to be ready by week 14. I don't fucking see that shit happen.
That's ridiculous,
dude. I don't care what anyone says. If he does, he's coming back player of the year. I'm gonna fuck because that age,
come back in the same year.
At that age, 11 rip, dude. Fuck.
If you're Sean Payton and Taysom Hill goes undefeated by that point, do you bench and Drew Brees is ready to come back? Do you bench Taysom Hill for Drew Brees?
Yes.
You think so?
Because it's such a marginal gap in skill.
You think so? I mean,
experience.
The offense is more explosive.
I mean,
what happened?
What happened to Teddy Two Gloves last year?
Hmm.
I mean, yeah, you can argue, yeah, whatever. It was a thumb injury.
Less, though. Like, no, but he was also doing less, though.
I get that.
They were winning by defense on those games. They weren't winning because Teddy Two Gloves was fucking balling out.
I get that, but
towards the end.
Yeah, because Teddy was just being a game manager at that point.
Yeah.
So, but it's like still, like, he won you the games.
You need Breeze's playoff experience.
Exactly. You need.
You can't have your first time here with Taysom.
What if the reason, like, the reason they won this game was also the defense is good, but Taysom Hill fucking balled out. Doesn't make a difference.
Yeah.
Against the Falcons, whatever. They're still an NFL defense. Carson Wentz would have thrown 5 picks against them, bro. What do you want me to say? Fucking. All right? But fucking. I don't know, but I've never wanted to mess with a hot team.
I get that because it's like they're hot for a reason, so just keep the momentum going. But I don't know. It's a tough question.
Maybe okay, for example, by the time we're in week 12, Breeze comes back week 14. Fuck. Let's just say week 16 he comes back because let's say he's a god or whatever. They haven't lost a game. If by week 16 they haven't lost a game, they're for sure number one in the AFC in the NFC.
But then, by week 16, then he's probably going to be a little bit rusty because he hasn't played in a while.
But let's just say he's undefeated. They're guaranteed first seed in the NFC. I forgot what I was going with this.
I mean, they have the bye, so that would help them a lot. And then they just have more time for recovery. And then you kind of just start the game with Taysom. You kind of just do what we're talking about right now, but instead of doing it with Jameis, you do it with Drew Brees. But you just go as far as you can with Taysom Hill.
You just split snaps.
If he's hypothetically just doing as amazing as, you know, your theory suggests, then you just kind of like throw him in all the way and then until you see an oopsie, pull him back.
Or like Drew. For example, like if week 16 comes, like he's playing, like Drew Brees is playing week 16. They're undefeated. They guarantee the first seed. They just put in Brees in, and if he doesn't play good, then you have Taysom Hill as your answer.
I mean, the direct example of this would be fucking with the Broncos when they last won the Super Bowl. When Peyton Manning got hurt and they put in Brock Osweiler, Brock Osweiler was balling out, bro, believe it or not. And then they pulled him before the playoffs and put in Peyton Manning again. And they won the Super Bowl.
So, like, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a big what if.
There's a lot of what ifs because it's like that was a different team than what, like, that Broncos team was a different team than the Saints team. Different matchups. I think Peyton almost didn't go to the Super Bowl because of the Patriots game beforehand. So it's like, I don't know. There's so much like writing on that it's like we can't really like. Obviously, I could throw off theories because that's what we're fucking doing.
Yeah.
But like, whatever works, dude, is in the mind of Sean Payton. Like,
yeah, it's up to him.
It's pretty. It's pretty. I don't know. It's pretty exciting.
It's gonna be kind of hard to like, especially if he can play. It's gonna be hard not to start Drew Brees.
I get it.
If he's your franchise guy and it's you're going
toughie.
To the playoffs,
it's a either way, I think it's his last year.
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah. Too.
Which sucks. I
finally, you're accepting it.
Yeah,
dude.
I didn't get 11 rib fractures, dude. Like, holy
That's fuck. Crazy. I told you guys, bro, like 2 years in a row that he gets hurt, bro.
I mean,
I think he's last year on Kyrie
was just a thumb. I mean, yeah, it was the thumb.
Okay,
was
I understand like it's just a thumb, but it's still fucking. It's still.
I get what you mean. Like an injury is an injury, but yeah. there's
a level.
Oh, you can't compare 11 fractured ribs to your thumb. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like it's like.
You don't fucking know. Well, I've seen my uncle break ribs. It's pretty fucking bad.
No, but if you break your pinky, you're still living life. But if you break your ACL, you're on like bed rest for a couple weeks.
Yeah, but you're also playing games.
There's a different level of like the injury.
Yeah,
like
he was actually, you know, I think Drew Brees was out for like 6 games
of the injury?
With a thumb injury.
Mm-hmm.
And for him to come back week 14 with 11 rib fractures.
Yeah, I don't think.
I don't think it's happening.
If he does, then he's just a different body. Like, he's just built different.
Like, he's just built that. He's just playing. Like he's just risking the fact that he could end up like Joe Burrow, and then he's gonna fucking retire and he's gonna fucking end up like that. Which condolences to Joe Burrow. We hope it gets better.
God, that broke my heart.
It just sucks
because
that
broke my heart.
That Joe Burrow does like rest in peace. Oh my God,
rest in peace.
I said like,
bro, what game are you watching? You tore his ACL.
I was watching Survivor Series, my guy. But
that should break my heart.
It sucks because that. Yeah, but the Drew Brees. It sucks because you know I never got to see him play, and this would have been a great team to see him play with, but.
I'm glad I accomplished that with Big Ben. Like,
dude, we're talking about real quarterbacks here.
Hey, Big Ben won 2 Super Bowls, right?
He still has a chance.
Yeah, so I'm not gonna knock it. But
who holds the records?
You're right, dude. Like, I mean, it's kind of like age gets. We're both in a point where we have old quarterbacks. You know what I mean?
Like, and I wouldn't be like, even if it hurts the team, like, even if, like that means like next year we're not going to make playoffs. I don't care. I hope he plays one more year.
Yeah, honestly, I'm just devastated that I never got to go see Dan Marino play.
Me too. Me too. Dude, but
I think the only comparison I can make from any of my teams, well, maybe Joe Montana, but Joe Montana was
really
a year before.
Not Kaepernick.
He was only there for like 2 years. It sucks.
But that's Kaepernick, bro.
I know. I would have loved to go see him, but I'm just saying.
I mean, I thought that's kind of like, I get
no, but I'm talking about like franchise quarterback.
Old
quarterback.
Yeah.
Something about like quarterbacks that like made history here.
But the thing,
Kaepernick did make history, bro. He lost the Super Bowl.
You think Brees is like the best Saints quarterback? Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
No, they were the Inks before
Saints. The only good Saints quarterback is the Manning guy, the dad. Peyton Manning's dad.
Archie Manning?
Archie.
There we go.
No, but like, if this kid was born in the 90s, he would not be a Saints fan. He'd be like Lil Wayne.
Like Lil Wayne, who's a Packers fan, even though he's born in New Orleans.
That's fucking hilarious.
This kid, because this is literally the only time the Saints have ever been relevant.
Yeah, it was after Hurricane Katrina.
That's the only reason.
Yep. But how long was he a Charger?
A while.
Really?
For a while. That was like only like a couple years.
No, I remember it was a big time. And then,
I think
and
he
then
got drafted in 2002 and then went to the
No, I mean, I know it was, I thought he got drafted in 2000.
Like that, right?
I remember like they, and then they, whoever the coaches at the time, they had to decide between him and
you know, that's why Nick Saban left the Dolphins.
Phillip Rivers,
yeah. No, but that's why Nick Saban left the Dolphins.
Why did he leave the Dolphins?
Because he told them to pick Drew
Brees. Yes,
over
that's
Dante
correct,
Culpepper.
That's
and then they wow. they chose Dante Culpepper because Dante Culpepper was coming off a torn ACL, and like obviously that's less like threatening for a quarterback than a throwing shoulder injury. And then he fucking left.
He was a Charger from 2001 to 2005.
Told you.
And then they had to make the isn't 2005 or 2004 was when Felipe got drafted.
The GOAT.
and then that's when he got drafted. So they had to make the decision to bench him. And then they're just like, "Fuck it, get rid of me."
Phillip Rivers is the best quarterback from that draft. You're
and
not gonna
then
tell me different.
Did you shut your mouth? Did you know? Actually, fun fact: I recently found this out. Big Ben has never had an MVP vote.
Cause he's fucking garbage.
Shut your mouth! Shut your mouth!
My guy never. He hasn't won it, but the year Mahomes won it, he was third. He was
Drew Brees.
Yeah, because it was him, Aaron Donald, and then Drew Brees.
Where was Big Ben on that list?
Not there. I just said that he wasn't there.
He was presenting the award.
You know, exactly. Besides Patrick Mahomes, Big Ben also threw 5,000 yards that year.
But did he win MVP?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I wish Big Ben won the MVP in 2017.
Oh, yeah, I'm right. The same year that Drew Brees went to New Orleans, they drafted Reggie Bush. Yeah, they came
Reggie
into
Bush
New Orleans.
Is the goal, dude.
I love that guy. Good-looking man.
Such a good-looking guy.
Best running back in Dolphins history.
They drafted him as they both came into New Orleans like Brent, like right after Katrina. Dude, Drew Brees' records are insane.
Look at that.
All right. You want to talk about another insane quarterback? We're going to move on to the Eagles versus the Browns.
God, what a transition.
An insane quarterback matchup between Baker Mayfield and Carson Wentz. Just all right, but seriously though,
battle of the greats.
After another turnover filled performance for Carson Wentz, do you think it's time they bench him?
No,
it's too late.
Like, just keep it up. Just do it,
bro. It's just fucking.
It's like the Bears situation where it's like,
they're in the worst division in football, so they still have a chance to make the playoffs.
I mean, that's what Doug Peterson said. He said, by benching Wentz, I think we're telling the team that the season's over.
Like,
yeah, I got that.
Right now, even they bench Wentz, they could have a chance. Like, everyone's tied with three. So,
bro,
like,
yeah. The thing that I fucking hate, bro, is there's so many things wrong. No, fuck you. All right, bro. The fucking Doug Peterson being exposed for being a bad fucking coach this year.
Yep.
Because he didn't hire an offensive coordinator. So he's the offensive coordinator and the head coach right now. And he's fucking showing he can't do it. He fucking can't play call. You have a struggling offensive line. So what do you have to do when you have a struggling offensive line? You have to move the pocket, roll out the quarterback, especially since Carson Wentz is mobile. That's what makes sense. He doesn't fucking do any of that. And then fucking Miles Sanders is doing good running the ball. So to take the pressure off Wentz, what should you do? Run the ball. He doesn't fucking do that. He's never had a game with 20 carries.
Yeah, even that game against the Giants where Miles Sanders were hurt and Boston Scott was a starter, he scored more and like had more yards receiving than rushing.
It's like so bad. There's like so many things wrong with that team.
Who was the receiver that went to the Raiders?
Nelson Aguilar.
He has 9 touchdowns while the entire Eagles have 8.
All right, bro. I'm not going to lie. That's not Wentz's fault. That's not Doug Peterson's fault. I don't know what the fuck.
I don't know what the fuck sprung in him. I really don't.
No, me either. I'm not playing him. I'm just saying, like, that's fucking wild. Like,
bro, it is wild.
I remember him last season because I had him on my team last season.
He couldn't catch COVID on the Eagles if he fucking tried, bro.
I remember.
I had him last season in my fantasy.
Do you remember there's this video of this one guy, like, there was like a house on fire? It's like, I was catching babies on like Aglor. like some shit like that. Like,
yeah.
Bro,
it was so rough. Funny.
It was really bad. Like, dude. Yeah, it's a fun stat, but like, I don't know what the fuck sprung in him. Yeah. I really don't. I wish I knew.
I remember because I watched the Amazon like version of Hard Knocks, and it was that season, like last season's Eagles. Mm-hmm. And they show clips of like the whole fire. Like, everyone was talking shit about Aglor. It was fucking great.
Bro, dude. Because they played, towards the beginning of the season, they played the Falcons on Sunday Night Football. And Carson Wentz gave him a perfect fucking pass. Right? And he was wide open. There was nobody within like 15 yards of him. It fucking hits him on both hands and fucking drops. And me and my dad were like, oh my fucking God, bro. Like, I can't fucking believe it, bro.
Is your dad an Eagles fan too, or he's just...
No. Bro, my dad... Nah, dude. My dad and
probably
Dolphins
the
fan.
Biggest Dolphins fan I'll ever meet in my life.
My dad has like 5 Ricky Williams jerseys.
That's 5
you know,
more than I know anyone
I said
else.
Reggie Bush was the greatest running back in Dolphins history. Ricky Williams, bro. Ricky Williams is a baller.
He is.
All right, but going back to Carson Wentz, you guys don't think he should be benched?
Why? Fuck it. Why not?
Why?
Like, you're not gonna like this. Why
There's
not?
No point.
The truth is,
especially
like,
since you're in such a sorry ass division.
Yeah.
Now it's like, but even then, it's like anywhere else. Like, I was just as a coach, you just suck up to your decision. Whatever, like, if he was doing this bad, whatever, that you have to, like, question his starting job, you should have fucking put in Jalen Hurts on, like, week 4 or some shit. But it's, like, it's the same thing we were telling you about, like, about Matt Nagy and the Bears. Just stick with it. Just fucking roll with it.
It's like...
I mean, why not? Like, at this point, just why not?
But to me, personally, I think he's earned at least fucking giving him a full season to fucking...
Yes. He's not injured.
He hasn't missed any
games. This is the healthiest he's been in, like, fucking so long.
No, even last year. He didn't miss a game last year until the fucking playoffs when he got fucking targeted by Clowney.
Same.
He didn't miss a game. He's been the only... He's the only offensive starter for the Eagles that hasn't missed a snap. Everybody has fucking been hurt in that play. It's fucking... He's been in and out with receivers. His offensive line, they're all backups pretty much now.
Because Jason Kelce got taken out.
Ertz isn't playing. It's now that he's stuck with Goddard. Goddard came back because Goddard was hurt too.
Yeah.
So they're down to Richard Rodgers. Fucking dude, come on. I understand rough. You can't use that as excuses forever, right? But it's kind of fucking like...
Nah, it's a pretty valid excuse.
It's a pretty valid excuse.
Your whole team is third stringers, you know? Like, you, what do you expect?
And if they're really fucking questioning him this much, trade him. I want him to get traded to the Colts, and he'll fucking win a Super Bowl there.
Oh my God. Bro. I'd probably be a Carson Wentz. I'd probably be a Carson Wentz.
Bro, because the thing is, Frank Reich was the offensive coordinator for the Eagles. I've said that before, right?
Frank Reich.
But Frank Reich was the offensive coordinator for the Eagles. He knows how to fucking coach him.
He'll fucking do it, bro.
Fuck it.
Let's do the Colts, especially now with how bad he's fucking playing. Fourth round pick. We'll get the contract off your books.
Carson Wentz to the Cowboys.
I'm thinking it's going to be like a Ryan Tannehill
situation.
Carson
Wentz to Washington would make me... Nut.
It'll be,
it's gonna be like a Ryan Tannehill situation.
Uh-huh.
In my opinion, it's gonna be like a Ryan Tannehill situation.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, 100%. There's another quarterback that I was thinking that might have the same like situation, but that's something I never thought about. Is Carson Wentz? I don't know.
Kirk Cousins?
No, it wasn't Kirk Cousins.
Matt Ryan's one of them. For sure.
Matt Ryan.
I think Matt Ryan's too late.
Trubisky. No, Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold. That's what I said. Bring Sam Darnold to Pittsburgh.
Sam Darnold's different because I don't think wherever he goes he'd be a starter because he hasn't improved anything. Carson Wentz at least had the fucking season where he was MVP candidate.
I get that, but it's like you have to remember just like the situation. Like, Sam Darnold has never been helped in his entire fucking career.
I don't know what you're talking about. All right.
He's been paired with an offensive genius.
He's paired with Adam Gaze, the greatest offensive mind of our generation. He's fucking paired with Jamison Crowder, the greatest number one wide receiver since Calvin Johnson.
God damn, bro.
All right. Frank Gore. All right, dude. That's a Hall of Fame running back. Le'Veon Bell.
And you know who's behind them, bro? The most elite quarterback in NFL history.
Joe Flacco, bro. He's not in a position to succeed every day.
But I think Matt Ryan's too old for him to like...
No. Matt Ryan's going to the 49ers, bro. That's pretty
like
much
Matt, all Matt Ryan's going to literally do what happened to like Philip Rivers.
But he's not as old. The thing is, the 49ers are getting him on his bad year.
Fuck, bro. Dude, the stats don't line up. Bro. I really would love to see, like, I know it's off topic, but I think the Falcons need to rebuild. Like, need to tear it all down.
Anyway, it bothers me because they had
shoot
Julio,
Julio
there
out
for
the
too
window.
Long.
Trade Julio to the Dolphins.
They
bro.
Had him for
we'll
too long.
Bite the bullet. We'll take on his bad contract.
I guess we'll fucking sign him.
I guess we'll have to suffer
dude,
with that
they,
contract.
They took Julio too my long God. In Atlanta. Like, I felt so bad. I feel so bad.
He's bro, because the thing is, that's another coach like Doug Peterson that was hiding behind his offensive coordinator. Fucking Kyle Shanahan was there in the Falcons. They're a fucking amazing team every year. Now he loses all his coordinators. They're fucking garbage.
They're garbage, yeah.
What a coincidence.
But also, you can kind of blame Kyle Shanahan for the Super Bowl. So.
You can also blame Kyle Shanahan for the reason they got to the Super Bowl. Because they weren't getting the Super Bowl because of their defense.
I mean, yeah, that's valid. But like,
and you can also blame him on giving up
Falcons,
all his points.
I mean... Partially saw it with the 49ers, but I'm not gonna talk about it.
I understand. I understand what you're saying. Hey, but at least he fucking wins games.
No, I get. Yeah, and he went there. He went there.
Fucking yeah, pathetic.
I get it. There's just like so much. Like I don't know. There's so much.
I saw a bunch of people talking about how poverty of a franchise Philadelphia is. That like
it is another poverty.
They won one Super Bowl. They spent the entire season after celebrating. They built a statue of that one Super Bowl. It's like.
It's pretty sad.
It's so sad.
It is sad, but I like that's a good. That was a good
bro.
Team.
It's like if
it was
Chiefs,
really special.
It was
bro.
Only good because it was just the Patriots. Because any other team, you probably didn't care that much.
No.
Not for you, but for you because you like, at that time it was
Patriots. The whole Patriots season.
I wasn't rooting for the Eagles. I like the Patriots. What Tom Brady?
I understand
Super Bowl.
I understand what you're trying to say, but it like even like after the
I'm just gonna pass the fact that he wasn't going for the Eagles in that Super Bowl.
No, bro. The reason I've become an Eagles fan is just because of all the Carson Wentz slander that I see. That isn't true. I used to be okay. I used to be an Eagles
fan.
That's
fascinating.
Listen, yeah.
You guys didn't know that?
No.
Okay. I used to like the Eagles because I have a shirt of the Eagles, but it was because of Michael Vick. Then they fucking
that guy.
Then I don't like Nick Foles because Nick Foles replaced Michael Vick.
Big dude, Nick.
Right? And then I fucking like I was like, oh, like he's overrated. And then he fucking had the season where he was trash and they got traded to the Rams. I was like, all right, whatever. But I never paid attention to the Eagles. And then they got Carson Wentz. I was like, oh, this guy looks pretty nasty. Mm-hmm. Right? He had an okay rookie year, whatever, like a normal rookie year. Pretty a lot of interceptions, but
yeah,
fine. Potential. Year after, he comes back, he's a baller. I'm like, damn, dude. He's pretty nasty. Then I remember, do you guys know who Justin Osa is?
Maybe.
From Ferguson? Whatever. I would bet with him when the Eagles in the playoffs that they're going to lose every playoff game because they had Nick Foles. And I was like, bro, they're not going to make it past the Falcons. And he's like, bro, I'll bet you a dollar. And I was like, all right, let's do it.
Did you win that
every, no, I fucking lost every week.
Was that guy in your like computer class?
Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
Why?
Wow. No, because I remember.
Putting it on record.
I remember it was not. Didn't know him that much. I remember one time I went to his class because like my math class was like non-existent.
I have like a very vague memory of this,
and
but I do remember.
I had my Patriots lanyards and my car keys and my student ID.
Yeah.
And he's like, "You're a Patriots fan?" I'm like, "Yeah." What fan are you? He's like, "An Eagles fan." I'm like, "You son of
oh,
a bitch!"
Yeah.
I'm like, "You son of a bitch!"
But yeah, but that's kind of like how I've low key become an Eagles fan. Another quarterback that I like to see be traded is Matthew Stafford.
Yes.
And they should do like a deal like where they trade Matthew Stafford and Matt Prater together.
Matthew Stafford? Dude, Matthew Stafford would win Super Bowls in the Saints.
He wins Super Bowls anywhere but Detroit.
That's a little debatable.
Okay,
that's
not the Jets. Not the Jets.
Right? Baltimore.
Hey, well, the team that Cleveland has now, he'd be fucking, not Super Bowls, but it'd be competitive.
Well, Super Bowls? Right? Saints.
Be competitive. Better than Baker.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
And
you know, Baker,
six and four,
Baker no, just passed the record for most wins in that stadium, wherever the name of that stadium is.
Was his record two?
No, it was 16 wins.
You know who has the most wins in that stadium?
Ben Roethlisberger.
Ben Roethlisberger.
I fucking love it. I fucking love it, bro.
A quarterback with no MVP votes has the most wins.
Hey.
All right.
Both Super Bowls were his offense Super Bowl or defense Super Bowl.
There was really a quarterback that I was like, that like they're poo-poo now and then would have a Tannehill effect. But I cannot think of it.
Oh, Deshaun Watson?
Deshaun Watson.
Oh, but like he's not doing trash though.
But yeah, like, but he's on the Texans.
It's wasted effort. It's wasted effort. Hey, but he has three wins, bro. Even though fuck that win because the Dolphins need them to lose.
Oh, that's right.
We have their pick.
But right now there are like what, like four?
No, three. The best wins. We need them to stay.
I
make
pick. No, pick. Draft pick.
Oh,
pick.
No, I don't know.
I think it's
Jets, Jaguars,
Chargers?
Like if no, being no. honest.
It's Jets, Jaguars,
Bengals.
Can you let me think, bro?
Dolphins?
No, Bengals, Washington, and then Miami. Dolphins.
Okay.
Yeah. All the NFC East teams. All right. But genuinely, like, it's been like a very strange NFL season, if we're being honest. The running back position, completely fucking diluted.
Irrelevant.
So bad.
Irrelevant.
Bro, I swear, Josh Jacobs is ranked the number five running back right now. I don't know if it's updated from like this past weekend, but he was the number five. That's the worst number five running back I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it's been bad.
It hasn't been the best season, like all around the league. Obviously, my team is dominant.
Tight ends,
but like is tight ends, not
already though.
Hey.
But like tight ends, it's like a tight end. There's two.
There's only two.
It's Kelce.
Dude, there's Kelce.
It's really just
no,
Kelce.
No. I get Kelce, that, but it's Waller. Kelce and Waller. But the jump between Kelce and Waller is like how much you know Spanish to how I know Spanish. Yeah, like it's like very deep.
It's Kelce's deep. Like,
and then
one.
It's your Spanish. Like it's like boom, boom, boom.
Then like a deep second, it's Waller, and then it's Andrews and all those other people.
It's fucking terrible.
After this Waller, season, probably Mark Andrews.
It is. No, like on the app, it says.
Oh, wait, on the app.
Yeah, Mark Andrews. Hawkinson took a real bounce.
Hawkinson's four. I saw that, bro. And Jonnu Smith, five, and he's been fucking garbage.
This year, it's been a receiver-driven league. Like,
I love it, though. I like watching receivers. They're fun.
No, yeah, me too.
It's fun, but I'm saying, like, it's just
it's the most fun football position.
It's wild.
It's just, like, crazy. Because, like, going into the season, I remember telling Steven specifically, I'm like, oh, bro, like, there's so many tight ends this year that you don't have to draft one early. I think we can get one late.
Boy, was I wrong.
Boy, I couldn't have been fucking more wrong. I remember telling him, like, bro, like, there's, like, no good running backs.
I wanted Kelce so bad, but Jacob took him from me.
Well, next year, it's like. Like next year, you're gonna have to get one of the top three because Kittle's gonna be there next year.
I'm not gonna lie.
Kelce's
to you.
A first round pick next year,
probably.
And I like to.
And then Waller's probably second.
If it gets to me, it'll probably be me. If, for example, let's say I'm like the like this eighth pick.
Honestly, bro, at this point, if I end up with like the sixth pick, I might just take Kelce.
Yeah,
like,
I was gonna say if I'm a sixth pick,
because that's
and
been
then
the
McCaffrey,
difference.
Kamara.
The top two teams have Waller and Kelce, and everything that well, not in that one because I have Davante Adams, Dalvin Cook, right? That's fucking why.
Because
but,
I,
the two but even in Kelce. Our in our division, Jared has Waller. And
yeah, so I'm saying
Jacob
because if I have Kelce. The sixth pick, and then like, for example, 1 through 5 are like Kamara, like all the good running backs. I'm taking Kelce. Fuck it, why not,
bro? It's like every year before I would draft. Like last year, I think I had Kittle in our league, didn't I?
I believe so.
And then fucking, but I would like take chance. Like there's always a tight end that breaks off, and he's always like someone no one ever knew. Like I remember from Cleveland had a bunch of them, bro. Cleveland had Cameron.
David Njoku.
Jordan Cameron popped off for one season, and then Gary Barnage popped off.
Last
for
year it was Mark Andrews. Then Mark Andrews was
Mark
like number
Andrews
two overall
off.
Or number one.
Dude, Atlanta. Who's Austin Hooper.
I remember I told you to drop him because I didn't know he was doing that.
Yeah. Dude, Kyle Rudolph towards the end of the year was just being a savage. Like there was a lot of tight end action last year. Zach Ertz would actually put up numbers. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, and
well, Zach Ertz was like the third best tight end in the league, but like a distant third from
distant
one and two.
Third, yeah.
This year Kittle got hurt, so it even like diluted the position even more.
Yeah, it's just weird.
It's been a weird season. But
and then, like all the injuries are not helping, like Saquon, McCaffrey,
bro,
Chubb,
fucking bro. It's like it's bad. Galladay fucking has played. Four games.
Oh, I was talking about running backs, but yeah.
No, I know, but
we're just talking about injuries
in general. Cortland Sutton, like I lost two. Like you can say Galladay played four games, but all he played was four games.
Yeah.
Fucking Sutton missed the entire season. Fucking, it's been so.
And those
bad
are
for
two
me.
Running, but those are wide receivers. My fault. That people were really betting on that. I was like, wow, like this is solid.
Happened to me in two leagues because I remember, like, I never planned drafting Galladay going into the season, but like when he fell to me in drafts, I'm like, dude, this guy's been the number three wide receiver in back to back seasons, like. I'm blessed to have this pick, and I picked him. It fucking did not work out for me, right? But either way, it's time. We get into my top 10 teams. Finally, you got, apparently you guys never felt like I gave my first.
I swear I don't remember his first one.
My first one. So this is my second top 10, bro.
I feel like
this is your first one.
I feel like it was you, me, Jared, and then not.
And then you and me. Yeah.
All right. Either way, coming in at number 10, we get the Packers. They lost to the Colts.
Interesting.
Oh shit.
Holy shit. Bro,
that's
shit.
How deep it is. Like it's actually like genuinely hard. Like you're not gonna have a problem with any of the teams that have a bubble.
Wow. Right? That's I didn't expect that.
I wanna hear because I'm gonna have a problem with the Packers being at 10.
They lost. Their fucking defense is Swiss cheese.
Yeah, it is. Just but I might have an issue of I don't, having
the problem with the Packers, like it was one faulty catch, like MVS.
No, I understand. Yeah. But you gotta think the list is fluid.
Yeah,
the list is
gonna change next week.
No, keep going.
So based off of this week.
I'm just saying it's bold, but like
based off of this week, they're the 10th most impressive team I saw. All right?
Okay.
Coming in at number 9, we got the Raiders.
Raiders. Nice.
Right? They have a worse record than the Packers, but the game they lost, in my opinion, was more impressive than the game that the fucking Packers lost. Because the Packers completely fucking fell apart after the second half. Exactly. And that tells me that they're not making adjustments. Like, it's just, that's something that fucking great teams do. The Raiders, on the other hand, were in the game to the very end. Derek Carr played like a fucking god.
The Raiders are nice, bro.
Yeah.
The Raiders are nice.
Derek Carr didn't fucking incomplete a pass until like midway through the second quarter or something like that. It was insane. Ridiculous. And his only pick was the last play that he was just like desperation trying to fucking drive down.
Trying to win. Yeah, it was a game-winning drive that didn't go your way. Whatever, it's fine.
Yeah. So then we're going to go on to number 8. We're going with the Titans.
Tennessee.
Okay.
Fucking murdered the Ravens.
I love it. I like that.
I love it.
Fucking they cooked the Ravens here. They deep fried the Ravens, bro. They're having them for turkey on Thanksgiving.
I'm glad that I'm not the only Ravens hater here.
Oh, I fucking hate the Ravens.
For a long time, the beginning of this podcast, it was mostly me, him, hate him, and you were like, no, they're fine.
Yeah.
Which makes no sense.
We don't even.
yeah, but I don't know. It's just like, there's a lot of like Lamar Jackson sound. And I'm like, I didn't think it was correct, but now
it's correct.
Now it's correct. Either way, the Titans.
Uh-huh.
We love it.
We love King Henry.
Love King Henry.
Yeah, Titans at 7, right?
Titans at 7.
Oh, no, I thought it was 8. Titans at 8. Titans at 8. 7, we got the Seahawks.
Ah,
okay.
Who did they play?
Oh, yeah.
They played on Thursday night. The Cardinals. Yeah, they've been battling as the Cardinals. Russell Wilson. He's been playing good, even though he's turned the ball over a couple times.
I like that guy.
Thank God. Chris Carson's coming back. They're going to be improved.
Thank God.
And with Jamal Adams back, the defense looks a little bit better.
Yeah.
All around, great.
I like that.
But even though Kyler Murray made Jamal Adams look like a child.
Yeah, that was good.
That was great.
Right. Either way, I can't put them above the team that kicked the shit out of them 2 weeks ago. The Buffalo Bills.
Ooh.
I like them. I think the defense coming together.
That is them at six.
At six. Okay. They're coming off a bye. I wouldn't put them higher, right? Okay. But fucking Buffalo Bills, their defense is coming together. They fucking lost. One of their losses, it's a pretty fluky loss. The Hail Mary.
Yeah.
Came down to the last play.
You could blame them because it's like you had three people.
Yeah.
Right? But it's like,
this is a fucking great catch.
Come on. Like, whatever.
Yeah. They did everything they could. They were literally in position. That's just a fucking great play by DeAndre Hopkins. Right? So.
Holy fuck. Your list. I'm excited.
Getting it. Yeah.
Because, like, in my head, it's just one thing where, like, in my head, I'm like, okay, he's going to have, for example, this example, like, oh, he's going to have the Dolphins at six. And, like,
nah, I took the Dolphins off. There's so many good teams. Like,
I'm not expecting when you're going down.
The Dolphins are at one, so you guys haven't heard them
yet. Right.
Obviously.
So
right?
5.
Josh Allen playing like an MVP candidate. So.
Valid.
5, Colts.
Nice. I like that.
You can't argue against it. They came back. They beat the fucking Packers. They beat the shit out of the Titans 2 weeks ago.
I told you that. I remember we were talking about like predictions, and I was like, I think the Colts might win.
And as much as we meme about Philip Rivers, he's having a good season.
Yeah, but in my head, I think he's gonna put him at 4.
And that is the number one ranked defense in the NFL.
Yeah.
Yep.
You can't argue that. Darius Leonard's a savage.
Darius Leonard's
Xavier Rhodes is having a comeback year, and DeForest Buckner from the 49ers.
I like that.
He's a fucking god. I said it when they traded him that was a bad fucking trade. I love DeForest Buckner. He's a god. Fucking, I thought we should trade Eric Armstead, but it fucking worked out for the Colts. Now they're in the middle of a fucking Super Bowl run.
So number 4,
we got the Rams.
I like that.
Okay.
I like that.
You got to give him credit. I personally
would have put them at 5.
Yeah, I would put them.
Because to me, the Colts win was more impressive, but I understand.
No, because I thought you.
The thing is, even though the Colts' defense is
fine.
Yeah, yeah.
In my head, I'm like, don't tell me. I thought you were gonna have the Bucks in there. I'm like, oh no.
Well, the Bucks are because they're also number one. They're tied with the Dolphins.
They're tied with the Dolphins.
It's a three-way tie.
Obviously, uh-huh. the 49ers are up there too.
We love Florida.
Right, but either way, the fucking Rams. I like even though the Colts defense is better, I trust their playmakers. Jalen Ramsey, bro, that is the best corner in the NFL. Yeah. No one could tell me fucking differently, bro.
I'll give it to you.
That is the best corner in the NFL.
I used to argue for Trey White, but I'll give it to you.
I used to argue between, you know, the defensive player of the year. Bro, but like
the defensive bum of the year.
Hey. What's Jadavious
White? Hey.
Jadavious White?
What? Hey.
Either way.
He's a hockey goalie.
Fucking Aaron Donald, the best defensive player in all of football. Vince is a god. Right?
Potentially could be the greatest defensive player ever.
Potentially. Sean McVay, I trust him as a coach. So
I'm trusting him now. I mean,
and Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp might be the most underrated wide receiver.
I think Cooper Kupp is the most underrated wide receiver.
You think so?
More Kupp than Woods.
I just think as a duo,
I fucking love Cooper Kupp, bro.
Too good,
bro. After this weekend, I have to start calling Robert Woods daddy after he fucking dropped 30 on me.
There's so many.
I have a list.
What's your top 10 of people you call daddy?
Bro, when I meet an NFL player, I'm going to be like, what's your name, bro? Let me check my list, bro. Daddy.
I love Cooper Kupp. That's one of my favorite receivers. It's great that he's getting the recognition.
So that's why the Rams are 4. They hadn't really beat a lot of good teams. But you know what? I think they've been competitive in most games. I'm going to take them. And I told you guys last week, I thought they were going to win the division.
And that's valid. The way I'm seeing this now, after that Cardinals loss, valid.
Valid, right? Number 3, we got the Saints.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're 8-2 or whatever it is.
7-2.
No. They have 8 wins. I know they have 8 wins.
8-2. They're into it.
Yeah.
Saints?
That's fine. You can't argue that. I think their defense is a little Swiss cheese, so maybe they got unlucky with their schedule. But at this point in the season, that offense, Michael Thomas coming back, Alvin Kamara's playing out of his mind. I think that's the number 3 team. I think right now, that's probably the best team to come out of the NFC.
Yeah.
It'd be between them and the Rams, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. That's valid.
Number 2, we got the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Even though it was a close game this weekend, and I'd still take them to win the Super Bowl. That is still my team. But based on right now, it's hard to bet against the team that has a 10-game winning streak in the Pittsburgh Steelers to not be the best team in the NFL.
Yeah.
All right. Power rankings.
We like that.
I can't. But the Pittsburgh Steelers are 10-0. They fucking had some pretty tough games against, you know, the Denver Broncos. Drew Lock's having an insane season. You know, bro, the Texans might only have 2 wins, but I promise you that's a really tough team to beat. Bro, and the Jaguars, bro.
That was a close one.
That's the toughest.
Remember 2017. Remember 2017.
The Cowboys, dude.
How about them Cowboys?
Historically.
The Cowboys just beat the Vikings, bro.
How about them Cowboys?
All right. Well, that's pretty much my list.
I love that.
I think my list is fine.
That's probably the easiest list I've ever seen in my life.
What do you mean easiest, bro? Do you know how hard it is?
No, I'm saying like there was not an issue I had with it.
Yeah, that's why when I saw
because every power ranking I've seen.
I think your list is dog shit, mate.
I can't believe you put the Steelers at 1.
Are you stupid?
Where are the Bucks?
Are you stupid? The thing is, I've seen most like the Packers are like anywhere from that 5 to 7 range,
bro.
But I get it. I get it. When you're
picking from those teams, it's like picking hairs. And, like, the Packers, like, they fucking got discombobulated by the fucking Bucks a couple weeks ago.
I really am saying, like, we said this last week, they're a pretty overrated team.
Yeah. They are. And I thought this was the year that they go to the Super Bowl.
I really did, too. Yeah, but we might see an NFC Championship rematch, bro. Genuinely. The Saints and Rams. I'm not.
Dude, I saw a TikTok.
Dude, he got war flashbacks when I said
that. Dude, I saw a TikTok from when the Saints won the Super Bowl. And what happened every season afterwards? It's just pain. It's just pain.
Dude, it's...
Will they lose on the last play a fourth year in a row?
Hey, man.
Let's go on to week 11. Week 12 games.
We share a comparison, bro. We didn't go to the Super Bowl in the 2010s.
Yeah.
There you go.
You know who did? The 49ers.
God, shout out, bro.
We won our Super Bowls.
Yeah, we won our Super Bowl. Well, I didn't win the last one.
But you won two out of three.
It's okay.
2 out of 3. That's fine.
Exactly.
You went to the Super Bowl in 2010.
But you lost to the Packers.
Oh, and Zach. Yeah, you're right, man.
Yeah, but it doesn't count.
So we fucking lost, bro.
Get out of here. We lost the Super Bowl. So it's the equivalent of not going to the Super Bowl. You know what I mean?
Because you guys don't follow mask regulations. We're social distancing.
Oh, my God. You know what we need, bro? We know what we need? Matt Patricia.
He can really fix our issues.
He's got work to do.
I mean, it's because there's still a lot of work to do with the Steelers, even though they're 10-0 this season.
Even though they're 10-0?
Next season, when he's hired as a coach, and they're 1-9, he's like, bro, I had a lot of work to do.
It's a fluky 10-0.
All
right, week 12 games.
All right.
We got a banger.
Bro, you got me confused because I kept the 11.
Yeah, because you're fucking illiterate. Either way,
we start off with a banger. Thursday morning, we got Houston at Detroit.
Thursday morning, it's 12:30 p.m.
Hey, that's the morning to me.
That's when you wake up.
That's high noon.
At dawn. What? Dawn.
Houston at Detroit. Who you guys got?
Detroit.
Detroit.
Bro, it depends.
I believe in Matt Prater.
Bro, I mean,
Stafford.
Prater. I mean, don't worry. He's going to give me 30 points this week. I know that. That's a
too many Mats, bro. Dude, Matt Stafford, Matt Patricia, Matt Prater. Too many Mats.
That's the way it should be. The man of your kicker should be the same name as your starting quarterback, in my opinion, bro.
Chemistry.
That's why Detroit's won so many games, bro.
I see it.
Either way, it depends, because last week Detroit had all their wide receivers out. All their starting wide receivers besides Marvin Jones were out.
And he did dog shit.
So, no, and not even, it wasn't even only the receivers. DeAndre Swift was out.
Yeah.
They had nobody, right?
Wasn't so like AP, wasn't AP starting?
What?
Wasn't AP starting?
Yeah.
That's so sad.
AP is like 97, Jerry.
97. He's, I'm going to pick Detroit still.
Detroit. So depending on that, if Golladay comes back, I'll take Detroit. If not, taking Houston.
Detroit.
It's because that defense is fucking trash anyways. Then so that doesn't make a fucking difference.
We have the best Thanksgiving game in NFL history. All time.
We got Washington at Dallas.
This you, is know definitely, who, you know who I got?
Washington.
Washington, baby. Let's go.
You know, this might be controversial. Even though they're the worst division, they might be the most interesting.
Yeah.
They're all tied.
They're 100% the most interesting. They're 100.
I'm going to choose Dallas.
To me,
and bro.
Like, you remember when the NFC West was tied like a couple weeks ago? Like, well, yeah. most of it was like in 7-3.
Yeah.
This is more impressive.
Yeah.
The 3-7? Yeah. The backwards?
Well, whoa. The 3-6-1? Is that the what you're
three,
talking about?
3-6-1.
I'm taking Dallas to win this.
I trust.
Washington. Because.
In Washington.
Bro.
I trust in Washington.
I don't bet against Scary Terry.
Me, it's
unless
a win,
it's against the
for
Steelers.
For me, it's a win-win because I like both teams. But I'm choosing Dallas because they looked a little better last
game. You know.
Game. And Zeke.
They did look good.
Zeke looked
they
good.
They did look good.
Zeke and Tony Pollard worked great last
game.
Yeah,
but the Vikings defense is trash. The Washington defense.
Is scary.
It's scary.
It's scary. It's genuinely probably a top 10 defense.
Yeah. No, their corners.
It could be top five.
Their DBs are surprisingly like fucking
it
nasty.
Could be top five. There's a couple teams that I can think of that are better.
They need a couple. They need linebackers. What they need. But they're fucking
Landon Collins, I think, got hurt, didn't he?
Hmm? Landon Collins get like Torres Achilles off the season, right? So that's a big loss for them. But their fucking defensive line.
But the Dallas defense got better,
bro. Okay, they have been playing better. I agree.
But I'm saying because they got back Wolf Hunter, Van Der Esch.
Oh,
that's his nickname.
Oh, okay. I was kind of confused.
Sorry. Wolf Hunter. I'm like, what the fuck?
Excuse me? Wolf Hunter.
Sorry. Talk about League of Legends.
This is a sports podcast, not a TV show. Bro. We're not here to talk about Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
So, like, yeah. I'll do that. And then the Thursday night football game. Baltimore?
Yeah, baby.
Versus the Iron Curtain.
Big truck. No, I'm joking. We're
Steel
going to
City,
going
maybe. Steelers. If you lose, you're losing Super Bowl. I don't care.
It's like
probably
the Steelers are in a lose-lose situation because if they win, they beat the Ravens with nobody. If they lose, they lost the Ravens with nobody. So it's a lose-lose situation for you guys.
I don't care. It's an important game. Color Rush jerseys are out. Oh, I'm so excited.
I hope you guys win.
There's so many better jerseys in the NFL.
I feel like,
those
I don't know why. I'm having a bad feeling about this game. I feel like they're just going to lose. I don't know why.
I had that feeling last week inside the Jacksonville Stadium.
I feel like you're going to lose because I feel like you guys are like, oh, they
every week I get nervous. Every week I'm like, this is the week.
Yeah, I'm nervous for you guys this week.
Bro, don't worry, dude. When you guys play the Dolphins,
this streak is too hard. Like, it's...
All right, Miami versus Jets.
Miami. Let's just move on.
J-E-T-S. Jets.
All right, Arizona and New England.
Arizona.
New England's pretty trash. Carolina and Minnesota, bro. If P.J. Walker makes a second start, bro.
If McCaffrey can finally play a fucking game.
You know, I'm going with Carolina.
Bro, P.J. Walker, I don't know what the
PJ
fuck.
P.J. Walker.
He played nasty besides just two throws in the end zone. I don't even know who he was throwing to the second
Did you
one.
See what the post-game interview he had? Because you know how he was the backup for, como se llama?
Andrew Luck.
Andrew Luck, right? And that's how he got into the XFL because his dad, whatever. Yeah. Right, so he said that like back when he was with the Colts, his mom had a dream, right? And I saw you as a Panther. I saw you playing in Carolina. He's like, that's crazy. He's like, it came full circle. My mom's UK. I'm like, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Bro, it's crazy. I love me some P.J. Walker.
I love P.J. Walker.
Love that guy. I said he would eventually start a game for the Panthers. I didn't think it was because of injury. But, you know, bro.
Yeah, man, sometimes you got to get your start somehow. Look at Tom Brady.
Yep. So, but I'm still going to take Minnesota because I picked them to make the playoffs.
I get your point, but I don't know, dude. Carolina?
Well, okay.
Looking nice.
Minnesota, bro, supposed to win against the Cowboys.
But they didn't.
Now
looking kind of rough.
Exactly.
Bro, I thought Kirk could play in prime time. All right, next, Cleveland at Jacksonville.
Cleveland.
Duval.
Oh, dude, can I bet? Like, the thing is, like, I have to ask myself, can I bet against Jake Luton?
No.
Bro, dude, he's just too
good. Dude, they really scream like Duval. Like,
do they really?
Lot. Yeah, like,
the Steelers fans are screaming at them?
No. The three Jaguars fans.
The Jaguars
team. Like, you heard that shit, like, Duval. Like, it was like...
What is Duval again?
It was just like the water boys for the Jaguars. They're like, come on, guys, stay in line.
You know something else I'm actually telling them, like, that I think is really cool? Like, when you're the road that takes you to the stadium, you see like paw prints like on the actual road itself.
It's so cute.
It is cute.
It's because we're so not focused on winning football games.
We want to look cute. We don't care about winning.
We have time to pay attention to those small
genuinely businesses. Very impressed by that stadium. Would return.
We have a banger.
Bro, we have to go back next season. Tennessee and Indianapolis.
That's going
to
be a good game.
It might be a good game.
I got the Colts, man.
I'm going Tennessee, too.
I get it, but the Colts are looking hot right now.
I don't know, bro.
Hey,
bro, there's just something about the Titans. The Titans, to me, are probably, like, the toughest team in the NFL. And it has nothing to do with, like, anything. It's just, like, Vrabel, dude.
I get that.
I think about, like, the toughest team in the NFL, like, the team that, like, I wouldn't want to fight with.
Derrick Henry? Like, you don't want to fuck with that team.
I don't know, bro.
Dude, it's like...
A.J. Brown.
I like that team.
Bro, A.J. Brown, bro.
Dude, that team is nice, bro. Like, dude...
Throw back to like 2 years ago, we were saying that they're most irrelevant.
Dude, I'll never forget saying how irrelevant the Tennessee Titans were.
They had nothing going for them.
And I was proven so... I'm happy I was proven wrong. I eventually... My goal with my irrelevant team, I want them to prove me wrong. And it's always working.
That's not always true.
We have a game that should be the Sunday night game. Giants versus Bengals.
That should be. Giants.
Fucking. There's no Joe Burrow. That would be a
terrible. If it was Joe Burrow, then
still Giants.
No, I still take the Giants. Yeah.
No. It'd be a closer game, but I still take the Giants.
Did you know? Fun fact. Like, I actually confirmed this. So
he called Joe Burrow himself and confirmed.
I called Joe Burrow himself.
Yo, Joey.
No. Danny Dimes, right? In his career, he is 5-17.
Oh my god.
Right.
Is that Eli Manning? How he started his career?
No.
Oh, that was where you're going.
Four of his wins against Washington.
Yeah, I knew that. Yeah.
Against Washington.
I saw one of those.
Yeah.
Bro, low-key, he balled out. Dude, he threw like 5 touchdowns.
Bro, fucking a menace against Washington. Lost against everyone else.
Bro, it's so funny. Like, actually, like, I saw Daniel Jones and Dwayne Haskins at their peaks.
At their prime.
Which is insane.
I went to one Washington game, and I only saw Dwayne Haskins incomplete one pass.
Wow. That's insane.
He threw like 15 of 60 when he was out of the game, bro.
Just wait till he's a Pittsburgh Steeler, bro. Wait till he's under Mike
and
Tomlin.
Then Danny Dimes was out here throwing 5 touchdowns. We went to overtime, bro. It was so exciting. And then I remember my dad was fucking like, because there's a Bengals fan there like near us. And then we were paying attention to the score because we both wanted the number one pick. And that game went to overtime too, bro. Crazy. Crazy times.
Chargers versus Bills.
Bills.
Yeah. It's not even close.
I think Justin Herbert needs himself a new coach. Moving on. Las Vegas at Atlanta.
Raiders
easy.
49ers at Rams.
Rams.
Saints at Denver. Saints.
Saints. Kansas City at Tampa Bay.
Kansas. Tampa Bay is just falling apart.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised, bro, if they pull it off.
Because they're so inconsistent. Yeah, it's exactly. So hard to bet on them
and bet against them. Yeah. It's so weird. Like, every week, I genuinely have to think about it. I'm like,
Because, like, for me, it's hard to think that Tom Brady's going to come out and have another 2 interception game against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Did you know he actually, last season, he only threw 8 interceptions? At this point in the season, he has 9. He's on pace for 13.
He's tied, I think he's at 3rd place overall in interceptions in the league.
Which is fucking
number
ridiculous.
1, Carson Wentz.
Well, did you guys hear Who's about him?
I don't know.
Okay.
Bro, no, well, wait, because I know that Kirk Cousins also up there. Kirk Cousins too.
That's your 2.
Yeah.
That was like Russ or something like that. But I'm like, there's no way for that many picks.
Sunday night game, we have a historical game. Chicago Green Bay.
I like watching this game, man. I genuinely like enjoy this game.
Not gonna lie, Chicago's probably the boringest team to watch just because
right now
they're so bad.
Yeah.
Like, I just think they're just an overall, like, their defense is nasty, but like, just their offense is just so pathetic.
I genuinely can't wait for this to be like the shit, bro. Like like both teams are just bawling out,
the
like
Bears
guns blazing. Like, who is gonna win this game, bro? I've always said it's like my dream to like see this game in person, like in Chicago.
In Chicago would be cool, but fucking it's just like so sad. Like, I feel like they just call Adam Gase and ask him for offensive schemes every weekend, bro. You know what I mean?
Which is the correct thing to do.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I would do too if I was in
the NFL. I'm choosing Green Bay.
All right, dude. Oh, I'm choosing Green Bay too. Easy choice. Okay. All right. Monday night.
Seattle
or Philadelphia?
Seattle.
Dude, for me, dude.
Don't even try to justify it. Just pick Seattle.
For me, dude. The worst pass defense in the NFL, bro.
Versus the worst offense in the NFL.
Bro, dude.
Seattle. Let's talk about the NBA now.
Yeah, I'm going to Seattle too. I just want to find the reason to say that Philadelphia's going to pull it off, but I can't.
If they All do,
That'd be fucking wild.
That would be funny.
Moving on to the NBA. Free agency started last week. The draft was actually on Wednesday.
Yes.
We did not talk about the draft at all, but it's because all I knew was the first three picks.
Exactly.
All I know.
I liked all first three picks.
And they all went exactly how they were supposed to.
I mean, I agree.
Pretty boring.
Bro.
That Anthony Edwards guy?
Might be nasty. Nice. Might be nasty, bro.
Doesn't like watching basketball.
Really?
Yeah, he said, I can't watch basketball. Yeah, I have to play
I heard that. I like that.
And you know, Kendrick Perkins. It is unacceptable. You gotta watch your opponent.
Bro, like, shut up.
Richard Sherman says that too. Like, he doesn't watch football.
Because he was saying that Anthony Edwards, his real passion is football, so he watches football more. He enjoys watching football on TV.
Oh, that's weird.
He can't watch basketball. He'd rather just play it.
I mean, I think basketball is a more like open sport. Like, anybody can just like kind of be like relatively decent at basketball. Obviously, an NBA talent and, is like something else. Obviously,
like, because Kendrick Perkins said, you have to watch film on your opponents. Like, obviously, he's gonna do that in like in the facility.
Watching,
not crap.
Yeah.
But he's not gonna be watching every single game. Like, oh my god, who's gonna win? Like, he doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah,
I get that. Like, LeBron just sits down and watches. Like, LeBron literally has like a bunch of TVs and just puts all the games on at once. Yeah, I don't see Anthony Edwards doing that. But fucking, I mean, like, I've always thought it was stupid just because it's like you should enjoy what you do. You understand?
Yeah. Because then it kind of sounds like you don't enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's just not your passion. I feel like if you really want to be like a great athlete, that's what separates them. They're like passionate about the sport.
Mm-hmm.
Like even like when you see these guys go back and fucking like Tony Romo, bro, like how he is as an announcer, like he's just excited by the game of football.
Because he loves football.
Because he loves football. So it's like weird. But either way, the reigning champion Los Angeles Lakers, bro, they made some fucking moves.
They did.
I like it.
They added Dennis Schroeder, second place in sixth man of the year voting last year.
Technically,
then Montrezl Harrell.
Don't care.
He is the sixth man of the year. And Mark Gasol.
There we fucking go, baby.
Do you believe they got better?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like they literally, like, they had, like one of them in the finals, whatever the fuck, carried them through. Rondo, they upgraded Rondo.
Yeah.
People could say whatever the fuck they want about playoff Rondo. Schroeder is a better player at this point in time.
Of course.
Yeah, Rondo might run the game better. He has a higher IQ.
And Rondo, Rondo did what he had to do.
He did his job. All right.
He did what he had to do. And now where he's at now is great. Mentoring Trae Young, basically.
Yeah.
I love it.
Bro, I love how like everyone thought that like since they traded for Schroeder, Rondo to the Clippers was like a sure thing.
Fucking bozos.
Like fucking Skip, right? But fucking when I just saw that they traded for Schroeder, I was like, damn, they got a reliable third option, which is what they were missing last year.
Mm-hmm.
Between Danny Green and fucking Kuzma, right? And then they fucking come out, they sign Montrezl Harrell. That's an even more reliable third option. That's
the biggest fuck you to the Clippers, bro.
Yeah. That's like not only like addition because he's fucking nasty, it's addition by subtraction because you take him away from the Clippers.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's great. I love that. I love that.
Apparently, the Clippers didn't want him, but like, fuck it.
That's cap. I agree with Jerry. It's fucking cap.
They didn't want him because they wanted a real big man since, you know, he couldn't stop Jokic. But like,
that's cap.
He's even if you don't want him, like, even if he's not the big man you need, he's still like a player you benefit from.
Just sign him back and a big man because they had a problem with size.
But fuck him.
But and they went out. They got Ibaka, right? I think that's literally the worst place he could have
been. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Any other team in the NBA.
But then again, he played with Kawhi in fucking Toronto. That's what the fucking media was playing.
I think he's Kawhi's only fucking friend.
No, that's not true. It was Danny Green.
But here comes the big move right here. Who did the Lakers sign?
Mark Gasol.
The fucking behemoth.
I like it.
I think that's a decent replacement for Dwight Howard. They literally replaced all of them at this point.
He got a shooter now. He can shoot better than Dwight Howard now.
They also got rid of JaVale McGee.
Yeah.
Good.
And we got rid of Danny Green, right?
Well, yeah, they got rid of Danny Green.
Thank God.
They got rid of Danny Green.
Avery Bradley left.
Avery Bradley.
Kyle Kuzma's still there, bro. So they
might not be on the championship. I don't know who, dude.
It's coming. Trust me.
I don't know
coming.
What he's doing to Genie, bro. that he is still on this fucking team.
Don't worry. It's coming.
Is he doing to her?
Dude.
Jeez.
But do you guys think they're going to repeat with this team?
They could.
I mean,
in my opinion, I think it's going to be them.
It's kind of like a given, especially with the West. They're the favorites in the West.
Yeah. Clay injured, so the Warriors are out.
That broke my heart.
The Suns are good, like a seven, like six, seventh seed.
Ninth. Bro, get out of
here. They're like a fifth, ninth. Seventh seed.
Bro, they're
ninth.
Bullshit. They're going to be the fourth or fifth seed. That's where they're going
to
be.
They're like fifth to seventh.
And they're going to fucking make it to the Western Conference Finals. Calling that shit right now.
The Rockets are not going to. The Hornets are a ninth seed.
The Hornets are a ninth seed.
Right, we're going to talk about that move later.
We'll talk about it in a minute.
It's a unanimous.
And like, I don't think.
And you think about when you think about, especially how the Rockets are falling apart, the Clippers are falling apart.
OKC,
the Clippers fell apart.
Yeah. OKC,
You know what team's looking kind of nice, bro?
The Trailblazers.
The Trailblazers are looking nice.
The Nuggets.
The
Pelicans. Well, the Nuggets lost a good piece in fucking Jeremy Grant. So that was
the oldest player now on the roster is Zion Williamson.
No. The one that's been with the Pelicans for the longest.
Not it's the Zion. Oldest.
Yeah.
Chill with that. Dude. I read that somewhere.
He's like our age.
Yeah, he's been in the longest.
Yeah.
Which is fucking wild because he just got drafted there like last year.
Yeah. Because it's like a completely fucking brand new team. But that's a nice team. That they're probably going to make the playoffs this year.
What?
The Pelicans?
They're looking nice, bro.
They fucking got a haul for fucking Drew
Holiday. They got a haul.
So, and they got a haul for Anthony Davis last year.
Yeah, we have
these
breaking
are the
news.
Mavericks city jerseys.
Breaking news. Disgusting. They're okay.
Look at the Warriors jerseys.
They're fine.
No.
Like, look at just the picture. Like, look at that one. From that. That looks like the fucking.
They're fine.
Eh. Okay.
All right. Continue.
Either way. What were we talking about?
The Pelicans. How nice they're looking.
Eric Bledsoe, Lonzo, you got fucking Josh Hart.
They
just signed
Ingram.
Brandon Ingram to an extension.
And nice extension.
Steven Adams and Zion. It's
and
pretty good
six team. Dude, first round picks.
Dude, six first round picks, three for trade swaps, like pick swaps. I love it.
You still have J.J. Redick, who's only missed the playoffs once in his career, which is last year.
A good ninth seed.
Shut your mouth.
You got the Suns. Oh, well, the thing is, we talked about all those teams like dropping out of the playoffs. The Suns are going to make the playoffs this year. You guys can say whatever the fuck
probably,
you want.
Yeah, no, probably.
They're going to make the playoffs.
Because the only teams I can think of like in the West like not making the playoffs is like maybe the Timberwolves because, I don't know, I feel like they're not fully established yet.
Why does it feel like the West just fell apart? Because like,
cause they
it's
did.
Weird.
The West used to be like the dominant half, but now it's like.
It's still pretty dominant,
like it's
though.
It's more dominant like, than the East. There's a lot of bad East. But it's like, it's not as dominant as it used to be.
Really bad East team.
It's not as dominant as it used to be when like, okay. When like
yeah, I get when OKC was popping, the Houston was like, yeah, contenders.
Yeah, it's just but, weird.
Okay, well, Houston's still the same team that they were last year.
Yeah, but there's
they
like.
Made a good sign, in my opinion. With
there's
Christian
internal
Wood.
Problems. So it's like, you think about every team that like didn't make the playoffs this year, right? And so like, well, like, yeah, most likely a couple teams are going to repeat. Like the, como se llama, the Timberwolves probably won't because there's a lot of like issues there. I think so.
You're betting against our boys, D'Lo, and
it hurts me, but yeah. I have to,
bro, dude. But okay, but you're talking about regular Karl Anthony Towns. Now he's dating Jordan Woods.
Is he?
Yeah, bro, he is.
Dude, she's pretty fucking hot.
Dude, you're telling me that pussy's not gonna carry him to the playoffs,
dude. My favorite meme in the NBA is the one of like Karl Anthony Towns like slamming into DeMarcus Cousins.
Holy shit.
Oh, Jordan Woods?
Yeah.
So all fucking right, sexy, bro.
I think they're made
two seed. Two seed. But there's a couple teams that I still need like reestablishment. The Warriors might make a contest, but it's like it's going to be hard.
I think they make the playoffs, but I don't think they're going to do anything.
I mean,
I think Kelly Oubre was a good pickup for them.
That was a good pick. And like I feel like dude, the OKC's just shredding players away, bro.
No,
OKC with here from here to like 2027 has like 13 first round picks or something. Like
mm-hmm.
Fucking ridiculous.
Crazy.
But I don't know. I think the Pelicans look nice. I think the Blazers look nice. There's a lot of teams that are like looking nice. The Mavericks, I like how they picked up they did the Seth Curry thing for.
Oh, okay. I think that trade actually worked out for both cuz the 76ers needed shooting. The Mavericks needed defense.
It worked out so perfectly. And it's also kind of cool that like Seth Curry is like going to play on the dock, you know, cuz he married your daughter.
Which is like, is that good or is that weird?
Yeah. I think it's cool.
It's like
I think it's cool. I feel like they get along.
I mean, I don't know, bro. Doc's a pretty weird guy. I know him and
Doc
Austin Rivers aren't like close like father and son.
Yeah, it's a weird. They have a real relationship.
They have a weird relationship because even though Doc like would bring him onto his team to like to have him like coach
and
him.
When they traded him away, he was like, "Hey, you're gone." He's like, "I know."
I know.
It's just fucking weird.
It is.
Yeah, Doc Rivers is just a weird guy, in my opinion.
That's a weird dude.
Let's see what he does in Philly, bro. But fine.
All right, the Miami Heat, dude.
Let's go.
My favorite fucking team. I don't know about you guys. It's my favorite team, right? They let go of some key pieces of their team last year. Jay Crowder and Derrick Jones Jr. Not the biggest names, but they were pretty key pieces.
They were vital.
Maybe
more
not Derrick
Jay Crowder.
Jones.
Yeah, yeah.
Jay Crowder.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Derrick Jones was okay. Jay Crowder was.
But when we replaced them, we basically essentially replaced them with Avery Bradley.
Well, okay, no. Avery Bradley, more Harkness.
More
right?
Harkness.
But the thing is, we didn't want to waste any money of 2021 cap. Because we were
but
trying to make that
kind
push.
Of did.
Well, we did with Bam.
With the Bam, right? And but it's fine though. I think it's fine.
It's fine because we can still go. Like we can. Okay, we still have enough cap space left to sign Giannis. And then for the players like Dragic and Myers Leonard, we can go over the cap to sign them.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is why we wanted to, what we wanted. This is we wanted to give Jay Crowder and Derrick Jones Jr. the same contracts we gave Dragic and
but they weren't about it. But and they weren't about fine. It.
I understand
that's
why. I mean, the thing is,
where
I
did Jay Crowder go again?
Phoenix. That's why I think that they made the best move. Like even though the Lakers did what they did, that they probably made the best moves. I figured you would choose them if we talked about like who are the biggest winners in free agency. So I'd pick the Suns.
I forgot that's where he went.
Right? But Jay Crowder, I thought he's only made $35 million in his career. So with this contract, he's pretty much doubling his career earnings. He won the security.
Did he? No, and that's fine. That's fine. Whatever. He did what he had to do and then went to get his money. That's fine. That's valid. That's reasonable. They just didn't come eye to eye and they just let him walk because we had a bigger plans for the future. That's fine. And same thing with Derrick Jones Jr. Derrick Jones Jr. was just getting underutilized and would really benefit from a team like Portland.
Yeah.
Right? And
we need
so,
him, yeah.
And I love to well, see
he,
it. I'm always going to root for
situation.
Him.
Situation. He also just wanted more guaranteed years. And we
exactly. And
that.
Whatever, bro. But we're still rooting for them. But will we replace them with more Harkness? Avery Bradley. I think that was a nice signing.
Those are pretty good moves. I think those are really I like Avery nice. Bradley. Avery Bradley was a really good piece for the Lakers.
It was.
He was their third leading their third scorer.
Right, and like that's what kind of like to me feared me with the Lakers. Where I was like, I don't know if they're going to replicate the same amount of success with him not going to the bubble, right? Because Avery Bradley wasn't there, right? So then but the fact that they made it through, but he was still a key role that led them to the first seed and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So like
that's a good pickup.
I'm down for it.
I just think we have too many guards now.
Yeah, I do think that.
We're very guard heavy.
We're still
guard maybe heavy. With our draft pick with that precious guy. I don't know his last. I don't know.
Achua.
Yeah,
I love that.
Never gonna try that, but maybe he's the center we need.
Hopefully, because we don't got one.
Doesn't really seem like it.
I mean, yeah, I get it, because it's like Bam's more of a forward, but like we're just gonna start Myers Leonard, I think.
Yeah, but we do need a center.
Yeah.
All right. So, do you think it's a mistake to think this far ahead? Like the way they did it. Or like, do you like the moves that they made this offseason?
I think it's fine because I think you're just like you're kind of just like you're planning for
Giannis
for bigger things. I understand.
You're planning for bigger things. I think it's fine. I mean, bro, like that team went to the finals, son.
Yeah.
Like,
to me,
there's no undervaluing this team. Like, it's like it's a good young core. It does kind of suck because like I read this on Twitter today where it's like Bam basically just signed a one-way ticket to Milwaukee for someone, right? Because it's like most likely we're probably gonna have to do a sign and trade. For Giannis, right?
I mean, the thing
or
with that
Bradley,
is,
if that ends up happening, which I don't think it would.
I mean, I don't know. I mean,
it depends what Giannis does with his contract, which I don't think he should sign a supermax. Not necessarily for the Miami fact, but for like to put pressure on Milwaukee.
It's hard to say no to the supermax. $230 million.
I understand that, but the thing is, it's like Giannis has said this multiple times.
He wants to win.
So you're putting pressure on Milwaukee. That's what you need to do.
They fucking the Bogdan, the trade that we talked about last week for Bogdanovic.
Yeah.
Fucking fell apart.
Exactly.
And now they're being investigated for tampering, so they're gonna lose picks.
Dude, and like this is hard. Exactly. And it's like I always said, it's like I feel bad for like small market teams like Milwaukee. Like they kind of
like
deserve
it. Because what they fucking did, like what they did for Gordon Hayward is what they need to do for big free agents.
Exactly.
They have to overpay them.
So fucking dumb.
Exactly. And it's like, so I feel bad for like a small market team like Milwaukee to lose like such like an iconic player like that. But it's like, I don't care. I'm a Heat fan.
Yeah, we're still going.
Like, I don't care. I'm a Heat fan. You
know
what I
mean? Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Sucks. But it's like
no, it sucks, and that's why the NFL has the franchise tag. That's the purpose of this.
That's the purpose.
So you can keep these fucking stars in town. But it's like, I mean,
it's a very tricky situation. But I trust in the front office. I trust in Pat. I trust the Godfather.
I mean, this is where you find out what Giannis is really about. If he wants to win, he doesn't sign the Supermax. If he like the thing is, I won't judge somebody for signing a contract for $230 million. That's life changing money.
I understand that.
All right, that's
I understand that.
Like your kids aren't going to be poor. Your kids' kids aren't going
to
be poor.
The Supermax is so big, and I get it. But you also have to know your value, and know what team you're getting. It's like for example, like the most valid Supermax I ever saw in my personal opinion was Damian Lillard, because I was like. I think that team is just well now you see it like that garbage. I think that team's garbage. Moving up, bro.
James Harden. Next question.
I think next. I think him go he's making this money in a contender team. And plus, you have to think about your situation. You have to think about your situation.
Five games. What do you mean contender?
Wait, you got to think about your situation, bro. When if you believe in that team and you like your area and you like what's going on, then you're down. Like Giannis kind of doesn't, and like you see it.
I mean, he grew up in Greece, pretty nice city. Even though I heard that he got treated like trash in Greece.
You know your things, yeah.
Milwaukee, it's Cream City, bro. Maybe,
yeah. I mean, but Portland. Who wants to live in Portland?
I think Portland. I've heard that Portland's a pretty nice city.
Pretty nice city.
It's an urban city.
I heard like it's like
I used to work with a guy from Portland, Oregon.
Did he like it there?
Yeah, he told me he loved it. But he liked it.
Was he Damian Lillard?
No.
Was he a Trailblazers fan?
He was.
By nature, by love.
That must be so weird.
We would always talk about Damian Lillard like all the fucking time.
That's so weird. You're such a fucking. You're like, I don't even know what the fuck to call you. It's just so pathetic.
I love Damian Lillard.
A bandwagoner?
Not even.
No, what am I bandwagoning?
Bro, you guys have to call me a bandwagon Suns fan, bro. I've been following them since sophomore year. He's a bandwagon
Steelers fan. Trust me, dude.
When I first
met him, he was all for the Jets.
I mean, I'm not denying it. Yeah, like I am. It's a bandwagon that went nowhere.
Facts. Like me with the 49ers.
Yeah, look at that. And here we are.
For me with the Jaguars, I would say it, but I started liking them when they signed Blake Bortles.
No. Big Blake.
Where are they now? And then I'd also say the same thing about like that I like the Lions, but like the Lions have just given me no reason to even like them anymore than what I originally did. So I've only like started liking them less. Either way, let's move on to the next thing. What do you guys think was the best move of free agency?
We talked about it. What did I say?
Best move?
Dude, I said something earlier today.
You said Montrezl Harrell.
I think it might be Montrezl Harrell, yeah.
All right, for me, I think it's Gordon Hayward.
Clearly.
<All right. laughs> No, I'm joking. Seriously, though, it'd probably be... I'm gonna cheat on this one. I'm gonna say the fucking Suns made the best moves of all the free agency, and it's because like the Lakers, they just won a championship, right?
Yeah.
So they had a fucking great.
I get what you're trying to.
The Suns, they haven't made the playoffs. I don't think they made the playoffs in the 2010s. All right, it's been a fat minute. All right, so then with all these moves, they're putting themselves in play. They're gonna make the playoffs with the team they have now: Jay Crowder, Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton. You still have Cam Johnson. You have everybody.
Others.
I don't know why the fuck I'm.
The last time the Suns made the playoffs was in 2010.
They haven't made it in 10 years.
And they lost in the Western Conference Finals.
So I think they're finally putting themselves in a position.
Against the Lakers? Look at that.
They put themselves in a position to get their fans excited for some reason. Because like, there's literally been no reason to be happy to be a Suns fan lately.
Yeah.
Besides Devin Booker scoring 70. Bro, dude, that that team, it was the happiest team I've ever seen after a loss.
Are you a cry?
Okay? Yeah, that's how emotional
you're
was.
You're so passionate.
I did like a hookup. But so I'm excited for the Suns this season, bro.
70, bro.
Finally, bro. I'm gonna buy a Devin Booker jersey. I don't know
if it's gonna be the Valley.
I don't know if it's gonna be that one.
You know what? I like when they say like Los Suns. I don't know.
I do like that. But I'm thinking about getting the purple one.
The purple one,
dude. They should bring back throwbacks, bro.
I do like the throwbacks.
They should bring back throwbacks.
Yeah.
All right, what do you think was the worst move of the offseason?
Gordon Hayward.
That's all saying at the same time. Okay, yeah, well, you guys fucking
planned this without me. Say again. Go.
One, two, three.
Gordon Hayward.
That was obviously the worst signing, bro. I don't think anybody thinks he's worth $30 million a year.
No one thinks. He's not worth $30 million now. He's going to be worth $30 million in 4 years.
Of course he is. He's only going to get better. He's like wine.
With Jordan as his owner? Like, God.
Dude, God.
He's a goat.
I really think Jordan might be like the worst.
Oh, no, he probably is.
Do you know how much equity he has in?
Yeah, it's 97%. You researched this up the other day.
We talked about it. I didn't know. Because I know I told you in the car, but I don't know.
Yeah, fucking. That is. It's so sad because like I tweeted this out. Every time you see the Hornets make a good move, it's immediately followed by the most boneheaded move I've ever seen in my fucking life. In this situation, it was fucking Gordon Hayward. Because yeah. I like what they did when they drafted LaMelo.
I loved it.
Even if LaMelo's a bust, that was the right pick. That's how I feel about the Dolphins, right? Even if Tua ends up being a bust, I won't get mad at them for the pick. Because that was the pick I thought they were supposed to make.
Yeah, that's fine.
Can't get mad at teams for that. You're taking the best player on the board.
If you take a risk, like Anthony Bennett, right? Like, it's like...
Yeah, exactly. That's a lose-lose situation.
Fucking toucan.
Dude, I was looking into that. Like, no one had him projected going top five. No one had him projected... Dude, he did not care about basketball. Like, he was just a war... Like, bro, like, he would show up, like eat like shit, like, fat to training. Like it was the worst thing ever.
That sounds like I almost got named Charles Barkley.
Yeah, but Charles Barkley was a baller.
Charles Barkley was a baller.
Anthony Bennett was trash.
Yeah, Charles Barkley, because the Sixers had the pick. They're going to pick him. Like, and he was coming. He's like, and they're like, oh, because of the cap and like how much money they have, figure you get like $75,000. He's like, I'm not going to 76ers. So he was trying to put on a bunch of weight. Like, he gained like 40 pounds, and they still drafted him. And he's like, fuck.
Yeah, I know that there was a rookie. I think it was in the 76ers. It was one of the teams that he played on. That said that Charles Barkley showed up like 40 minutes late to practice one time. The entire team was running suicides. He sat down, ate a Egg McMuffin, and then left. And then they didn't see him the rest of the day. What a fucking god.
Love that guy. The Charles Barkley.
All right. So I think that's a unanimous, like, worst. What do you think they're going to make the playoffs?
No.
No. They're going to be a 9th seed.
Bro, to me,
I think they're a 10th seed.
Bro, because they were a 9th seed this season. They've been a 9th seed
every year. They've been a 9th seed even with Kemba. Come on now.
It's like, I find it hard to think. Because the thing is,
that team is so stagnant.
It's so stagnant. It's so hard. I mean, the thing is, the East, like the bottom of the East, I think they do have a chance. Well, no, because the thing is, now the Wizards are going to make the playoffs with John Wall and Bradley Beal back.
Yeah.
No, they're going to make it. Them too. Baller.
Who was the 8th seed this year? The Magic?
The Magic. Right? The Magic, the Nets were towards the bottom.
The Nets were the 7th.
I
forget who was 6th. Was it the Sixers?
Or are the Hawks going to make the playoffs?
Probably. Most likely.
So what teams are going to come out? The Raptors got worse. The Raptors lost.
You could argue the Raptors.
No, but I don't think they're gonna miss the playoffs.
I don't know.
They lost Ibaka and they lost Marcus Gasol.
They signed Drake's twin to a big deal.
They did. They could
get worse.
No, I think they're going to get worse, but I don't think they're going to miss the playoffs.
They could.
They might just kind of like be like a Mavericks and like can't close games and like drop to a 7th seed.
I mean, they have a really good coach, though. Yeah, I think they're going to drop.
Nick Nurse is one of the greatest coaches in the league. But
all right, the Bucks, the Raptors, the Celtics, the Pacers, the Heat, the 76ers.
Oh, Pacers.
Pacers are making it. Pacers.
You don't think the Pacers make it?
No. Nah.
That was so funny. Why? You don't think Victor Oladipo's going to
Do you see the why the Pacers are my current irrelevant team? Because I forget about the Pacers all the time.
The Magic. All right. So I think the Wizards are going to come in. Maybe the Hornets, bro. I think the Hornets have a chance.
Nah. The Hawks have more of a chance than the Hornets.
You think so?
I know so.
Devontae Graham.
They have such a good young core, bro.
They have depth.
Oh, my
God, bro. Sorry.
I've seen it too.
Pretty much. That's pretty much all we have for you guys today. We have been posting on the TikTok. We had that shit started. It's fire. We post on the YouTube channel on Thursdays. Reach out to us. We're going to be paying attention to our socials. All right, guys. That's all we have for you guys today. Peace out.
See ya.
Peace.